the Republicans and by Senate Democrats who were about to become Republicans from the South. But basically, it was used to thwart great laws like, hi, let's ban lynching. Let's ban lynching. Or, you know what? We need civil rights in this country. And they filibustered against it. Remember Senator Strom Thurmond of South Carolina? So, his love, children. So anyway, it's an outraging idea. But even the Congressional Black Caucus has come out in favor of it. Why? Because it's traditional. The Senate is the place that cools the heat of passion, as Washington said, paraphrasing. It's the saucer where we pour out our passions and let the cool air waft over them so that we don't get so heated. In this partisan time, particularly, we need it for minority rights. And the Democrats are waking up and saying, you know what, we need to preserve these traditions. We absolutely have to. So I don't want them, Senator Ken Salazar, forgive me, but I don't want you to compromise. I don't want you to suck up and say, well, we'll let most of them pass, but not a few. You know what, just protect the law. And if you can't get the votes, then I guess try something short of selling us out. Because we can't. The reason why the Bush juggernaut and the Roe juggernaut rolls over the Democrats in Congress is because they let him. Because people like Senator Joe Lieberman tried to suck up to them and make friends and, hi, we'll be good and we'll be obey you and we'll come up with things and promises that'll look good. No. This is the problem. And the other problem is, unfortunately, the moderates in the Senate are almost non-existent. You read about them and it just breaks your heart. They're so isolated. And the Bush administration threatens them every single time. They threaten them. And so how can we get anything done with Maureen Dowd of the New York Times has called them the Bush crime family. I mean, they're the mafia. They're the mafia dons of American politics. And, you know, they're in with thugs like the Saudi royal family, and they run us like, you know, that we're just their serfs. I think their game plan, truly, is to turn us into a kingdom of their serfs. And Jeppy will be our next king. No, thank you. Now, who do we run in '08? Hillary just cozied up to Newt Gingrich for more sex appeal. Is that a good thing? Do we work for making more tolerance in the Democratic Party? Bill Ritter, district attorney in Colorado, is thinking, and I have interviewed him in the past, fine fellow. He's also anti-choice. He does not believe in abortion, but he doesn't let it infuse his public life. He stands for the law, which stands for a woman's right to choose. So I could maybe think about him as a gubernatorial candidate. How about you? We'll switch to a local issue if you like. It's 303-713-7600 on the J. Marvin Show. I'm Aaron Hart filling in on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. It's talk radio for the left of us. 303-713-7600. It's Topic Free Friday.
Well, Boulder streets are busy this morning. Arapahoe and South Boulder Road crowded. Denverbound on the turnpike now sluggish from Sheridan over to Pecos. And westbound I-76 is jamming from 96 because of a right lane crash approaching I-270. Eastbound I-70 now bunches up from Ward Road because of that road work blocking the left and then center lanes at Kipling. And southbound I-25 loaded up from 104 to the turnpike and a little slow into downtown and through T-Rex. We do have a beautiful day on our hands today looking at the weather. Sunny skies and highs close to 90. Right now, 62 degrees. You can now get weekend home delivery of the Denver Post and Rocky Mountain News for only a dollar. Call 303-832-3232 to subscribe. That's 303-832-3232.
Christie Sports would like to invite you to save up to 50% off all their designer cast patio furniture. Now through Memorial Day, save 50% off their palm set that seats 6 people in comfort and elegance. Cast furniture with features and durability that will last a lifetime from several manufacturers with exciting designs to meet every taste. Or quality iron sets as low as $399. And with 6 months in as cash, you can have your furniture delivered this week. Call 1-877-SKI-SMART or go to ChristieSportsPatio.com with 18 Colorado locations.
Imagine living truly debt-free. No credit card debt, no car payments, no mortgage. Just your daily living expenses. And you can do this with just the money you already make. I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth program. I did it, and so have nearly a 500,000 others using my proven system.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
It works no matter how much debt you have. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's easy, risk-free, and works with any income level.
And once we got on the system, we were able to eliminate about 90% of our debt.
I never have to worry about who's calling me or who's knocking on my door.
Call now and I'll rush you a free tape that will show you the power of my proven system. 1-800-400-4231. 1-800-400-4231. That's 1-800-400-4231.
Experience. Mid-America Mortgage, supplying all your mortgage needs for the past 16 years. Call Mid-America Mortgage today at 3Braves.com for enhanced coverage, streaming video, and online games. Watch Braves Extra only on TBS tonight at 5.
It's time to step up your training. The inaugural Arby's Rocky Mountain Half Marathon and Women's Only 8K running events are almost here. Join AM760 along with Celestial Seasonings on Sunday, June 12th. Registration begins at only $25, and $1 of every entry will benefit Big Brothers Big Sisters of Colorado or the Breast Cancer Fund. For more information or to register online, go to AM760.net. Get ready to hit the streets. It's the Arby's Rocky Mountain Half Marathon with AM760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hi, this is Aaron Hart filling in for Jay Marvin, who's filling in for Ed Schultz today. It's AM760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. And this hour's $1,000 name is Peter Orchard of Denver. Now, your name could be next, so go to AM760.net to register. Okay, back to the topic at hand, which is, hey, do Democrats, are we getting a spine? Must we stand up and where? Social Security, definitely a line in the sand. If we can't get past that one, we're gone. We're toast. If we let them eradicate the standing, shining example of how we worked in this country, and particularly when United is dumping its pension on the taxpayer's back, nice one. Good. Big business. Can't manage my business. Can't balance my budget. Can't do anything I know. Dump it on the taxpayer. You know, we're going to see the ironic twist where big business is going to say, we want a single-payer health care system because we don't want to pay for it anymore. It's 303-713-7600. I mean, whatever gets us all health insurance. 303-713-7600. Let's go to Kathy in Littleton. Welcome to the Jay Marvin Show. I'm Aaron Hart.
Hi, Aaron. Nice to talk to you this morning. I'd like to mention, just hit on something a gentleman spoke to earlier about circling the wagons and the extremist left. I think what we've always stood for as Democrats or liberals is understanding, tolerance, diversity. And I think by throwing the baby out with the bathwater is, you know, exactly what the rights do, the neocons do.
Or they just embrace the extreme left. I mean, extreme right.
Absolutely, but the right also, I think, would love to create divisiveness, even in our own party, and we're seeing that right now. We're talking about how we need to group together and kind of, you know, separate ourselves from this, you know, group and that group, and I do not like that idea at all. We need all of those that will stand with us that we can, you know, get.
You know, thinking about that, Kathy, because Eugene Debs was what forced Roosevelt to go further to the left and create things like Social Security. So you're absolutely right.
Well, the other thing
about
I would
being
like,
left.
thank you. And I very much am a liberal, and I stand for everything right that we stand for as liberals. And I would like to mention that I think as a liberal party, we need to stand up against this administration. We need to get investigations into everything that they have done. We're not hearing the screaming, the yelling, why is this being allowed? Jeff Gannon, a.k.a. James Guckert. We don't hear anything about that. We hear, you know, they kind of steamroll over the WMD's situation.
What about Robert Novak and the outing of a CIA agent's name?
Oh,
I mean, where's that?
they do nothing to the rights. They do nothing to Bill O'Reilly. They do nothing to Rush Limbaugh. They do nothing to the Robert Novak.
Oh, no, that's their chorus. The problem is that, you know, we don't have an independent counsel anymore. And I think, you know, that tradition was should not have gone. I worried about it at the time. And I think another thing is, look, we don't have Senator Sam Ervin's anymore. We don't have people. I'm sorry, I'm going to sneeze, I think. So if I cut out. That's why. But in any event, I think one of the things, Kathy, that we have to remember is we don't hold the Senate or the House. So don't you think the elections in 2006 are crucial?
I do think the elections in 2006 are crucial, and that's why I'm saying we need to be tolerant, we need to listen, we need to all band together, not to be separatists. But the other thing I would like to mention very quickly here
sure.
is that we need to also remember when we had investigators in Iraq, we had Hans Blix looking for WMDs. He came out and made the statement over and over again
that
there was no indication that there were WMDs. And what did they do to Hans Blix? They tried to discredit him. They told him, we know where they are, Hans Blix responded with, if you know where they are, tell us where they are so we can go right to the source.
I want to see that in an endless tape loop.
And then they, when everything else did not work for them against Hans Blix, then they turned him into a gay.
Very, you know, it's the, well, you know, and then you know, they make jokes up here. Thank you very much for your call, Kathy, but they make jokes up here because the mayor of Spokane, right-wing conservative, right-wing nut, went after gay rights, hate, you know, gay marriage, gays being able to date, you name it. He got caught surfing gay.com, and he's been accused of molestation in the past. Now, he denies the molestation, but he finally came out of the closet, and then he had the nerve to say, oh, but I'm gay now, you're persecuting me. You know, I'm reminded of Jon Stewart of The Daily Show's joke. It's like, you want to date and you're to date, you know, just go to closetedrepublicans.com and you'll, and if you're gay, you'll find a date. Annie in Denver, welcome to AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. I'm sorry, Arnie, forgive me, I can't read my own handwriting. How's that? Hi, Arnie.
That's okay. Hi, Erin. How are you?
I'm well.
Great. First off, I want to say great show. It's one of the most interesting I've heard in quite a while.
Thank you.
And wanted to tell you that. And I, you know, everything you're talking about is what I think about a lot. I mean, there's no real news anymore. Everything is suppressed. And when there is news that's against the real news against the administration or disclosing something, we see retractions the very next day. I don't know how many of those there have been, but I don't know how that's happening. But
it also makes you feel like they're getting set up, doesn't it?
Yeah, or you know, really coerced to change their tune or something.
Mm-hmm.
This whole idea of compromise is really disturbing me. I saw an example of it on CNBC about 3 weeks ago with, I believe it was Pelosi talking about the legislation so that women who were raped or victims of incest in the hospital could not be told about options. But she already had a tone of, you know, at least give us that. It almost sounded like she was resolved that Roe versus Wade is going to be reversed.
Oh, please. She's usually pretty feisty. I hope not. I just hope not.
Well, I picked that up, and I really, like, what do you mean, just give us that?
Nancy Pelosi. Oh, don't do that.
I think she's great.
I do, too.
But I heard that resolve almost. And I don't know if it was she realized it or not, but that's what I was hearing, and I was hoping that wasn't the case. Meanwhile, what I've been thinking about a lot, and you just talked about it in the 06 elections, and I'm thinking about, you know, 08. Who are our candidates, I mean, for the next presidential election? We have got to come up with, you know, some dynamo, somebody that's going to stand for the issues and not back down and not take the attacks that were done on Kerry. And
yeah.
There's got to be somebody who's just going to win people over, and I don't know who that is. And
I'm not sure, but let's toss it out there.
I'd like to toss it out there, and I'd like to hear people's thoughts on who are our next candidates that can win against this machine.
Thanks, Arnie. I appreciate your call. I'm Erin Hart, filling in for Jay Marvin on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Gina and Greg, hang in if you can. 303-713-7600. That's 303-713-7600. So Arnie's right. Who do we run? Is Bill Ritter an option as governor? I mean, he's been a moderate. He could be a good choice, but then again, he's not pro-choice. So
we are so focused on keeping our eyewear styles ahead of the curve that we kind of forgot about the shag carpeting and lava lamps in our Cherry Creek North store. So we're freshening things up. I'm Ira Haber from Your Optics. We're putting up new walls, new carpet, and a fresh coat of paint to make our store look as good as our eyewear. If you can deal with a little construction mess, we can save you some money. We have hundreds of name brand designer frames on sale at huge savings. If you've been thinking about buying a new pair of eyeglasses, the time is now, and the place, of course, Your Optics. Save now as we make room for our new Cherry Creek North store. You'll find savings at all four Your Optics locations, but hurry in today for best selection and save big.
Your Optics. People with vision. In Cherry Creek North, next to the tattered cover. In Flatiron Marketplace near Nordstrom Rack, just east of the mall. In Park Meadows Mall. In Greenwood Village at Holly and Orchard. And on the web at eoptics.com.
Brakes Plus does over 1,000 brake and auto services daily. They are the experts. Brakes Plus is the home of the $79 brake special and lifetime brakes starting at $99. For money-saving coupons and a location near you, visit brakesplus.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I bought my first property at 17 without a penny to my name, and since then I've made millions in real estate. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. Let me show you how you can get started right now. With my techniques, you can learn the secrets for spotting deals that come along on average once a week and pick up plenty of homes that generate lots of cash and become rich, very rich. Call 1-800-400-9349 anytime, 24 hours a day, and I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Instead of just making a living, let me show you how to make real money. Call 1-800-400-9349 and get your life back. Again, that's 1-800-400-9349.
Hey, my name is Chuck, and I'm one of the behind-the-scenes guys that brings you MileHighMarket.com. And just like you, I'm a huge talk radio fan. I love the commentary, but I especially love the interesting guests that I hear. Hey, did you hear the interview with Jack Coughlin, author of Shooter? It's a great book about his life as a sniper during the Vietnam War. Well, I read the book as soon as I could get my hands on it, and it was awesome. I highly recommend you check it out, too. Just visit MileHighMarket.com and save $8 on a copy for yourself. Enjoy.
This is Merlin Olson. Have you called the NASE yet? The National Association for the Self-Employed is one of your best resources to obtain access to affordable health, dental, vision, and critical illness plans. The NASE also offers other health, business, and personal benefits. If you are self-employed or own a small business, do what I did. Call the National Association for the Self-Employed. Call today to find out how the NASE can be your best resource for affordable benefits.
Call the NASE now. 888-217-5512, 888-217-5512. Big solutions for small businesses. Insurance plans are underwritten by the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company. Association membership may not be required to obtain insurance, so call right now. 888-217-5512, 888-217-5512. Not available in all states.
Do your neighbors mock you when you're washing your car?
Hey, do mine next!
Or,
you're gonna rub the paint off that thing! If you love detailing your car as much as owning it, then Detailers Paradise has you covered. Located 1 mile south of I-25 on Broadway, Detailers Paradise carries a full range of waxes, leather, and convertible top care, polishing tools, aluminum racing jacks, and Beta hand tools. Everything you need to make your car, truck, or motorcycle look its absolute best. The expert staff will help you find exactly what you need. So if your idea of therapy is good tunes and a sweet-smelling can of wax, then check out Detailers Paradise at 1745 South Broadway, just 1 mile south of I-25, or on the web at detailersparadise.com. Detailers Paradise, more show for your go.
Community Mortgage Group. Sean and Todd will help you with all of your real estate and mortgage questions. Call them at 303-252-444.
Tired of renting? Do you want to start building equity in your own home today? Call United Federal Mortgage now to attend their free and informative home buyer education class Wednesday, May 25th from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Classes are filling up fast. Seating is limited. Call 303-759-8484 now or click on the link to reserve your spot. They'll teach you all you need to know about buying a home. Learn how to access free grants and gift programs to use for your down payment. Find out how to buy a home with no money down. Earn a certificate to use with FHA loans. Click on the link now to reserve your seat for this great class or call 303-759-8484. This exciting class covers all aspects of the home buying process. If you're ready to buy now or just wondering how to get started, this is the class for you. Click on the link now or call 303-759-8484. United Federal Mortgage, helping renters become homeowners. Call 303-759-8484 now to reserve your spot for this free class and start down the road to owning your own home today.
Through Monday.
Five area locations: Aspen Grove Lifestyle Center, Flatiron Crossing, Cherry Creek, Inglewood, and in Colorado Springs.
It's open mic season, so we're letting Jay Marvin out of the studio. And we want you to be a part of his show. Join AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, and Jay Marvin, Friday, May 27th, live from the Republic of Boulder Restaurant.
He's then removed as the head of the chaplain section at the Air Force Academy because she complained that evangelical Christians were trying to subvert the system by winning converts among cadets. So we'll be talking to her a little bit later in the show. Two, Gina, welcome to AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hi.
Welcome from Denver.
How are you doing? I got a couple of things to say, so I'm going to try to make them short and to the point. First of all, we got to figure out how we can clone Barbara Boxer because she seems to be the only one who does have fiber and who does have backbone. And I personally think, even though I think she would ultimately be a viable candidate for president, And I love Hillary. I think Hillary should stay in the Senate because I think she has more power there
now.
But we cannot run a woman next time. We cannot do anything experimental next time. This is war. We have to get rid of these people. And even though I think Jimmy Carter is a fine person, I think this whole thing happened because the Democrats ran Jimmy Carter in 1980, okay? It would not have happened if we had had a more viable candidate who might have been able to beat Ronald Reagan. And you're right, we absolutely must win either both or preferably the House of Representatives because that's where we could at least start impeachment proceedings.
Well, that's going to be tougher because most of those seats are gerrymandered into protection.
Well, I realize that, but the only hope we have is to win the Congress back in 2006 because they can't possibly fix every local race. They can fix the 2008 election again like they did. We have to do it in 2006. And the one thing I want to say.
And get wiser about voting machines earlier.
Right. Well, they're not going to change it. It has to be done on a state level because they're not going to federally mandate anything with paper trails because it's going to hurt them. And the one thing I have to say on a supplemental to that is people have to understand this is what we mean by domestic enemies. These people are enemies of America. They don't care anything about our Constitution. And you're right when you were talking about the serfdom. These guys live for the 19th century. They want to be robber barons. They want to get people back to the point where nobody is making any kind of money, and people are suffering, and all they're doing is skimming from the top.
Yeah, but Karl Rove, who does he most admire? President McKinley and his aides.
Oh, no, Karl Rove probably admires most Himmler. You know, I think Himmler is his hero. But the one other thing, the thing that really ticked me off this morning, but in a way there's some evidence of weakness because it's a little bit of an act of desperation, was Rick Santorum coming out and calling the Democrats Nazis. Rick Santorum,
what?
Senator, if I could legislate how many times you breathe per minute, I would. Mr. Intrusionist himself coming out and having the gall to call Democrats Nazis.
Yeah.
But to me, that's an act of desperation.
No,
he's
yes.
getting ready to crack himself. Or, you know, they're just trying, you know, they know that they are fascists.
Yeah, he's going to get beat in Pennsylvania, I think.
I think so, too.
Very, very good points. And see, that's where running a pro-life Democrat can work for us, because
yes.
nobody else can go up against Rick Santorum, I don't think.
Yeah.
So we'll see. I hope so. And I think you raise a very good point. He called us Nazis?
Yes. Yes, I can't
believe it.
This is why
I don't like even comparing Rove to Himmler, because we cannot descend to their... I know that he uses tactics like that, but I understand. I understand the whole thing. But
that's objectivism to compare Rove to Himmler.
Well, I'm sure Rick Santorum thinks he's being objective, too. That's the problem.
Well, Santorum was saying that in relation to Democrats fighting the nuclear option. Yeah.
Right.
It's like, oh, my God. I mean, if this isn't the most... hypocritical thing. I mean, in the vast amount of hypocritical things we hear every day from these people.
I know.
That just pushed me over.
They're shameless. Thank you so much for your call.
Okay.
It's just crazy, Gina. I'm with you. Greg in Colorado Springs. Welcome to AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning. Enjoying the show.
Glad.
Hey, I wanted to make a comment that, you know, all this talk about the rush to the middle and trying to compromise and all that kind of, I don't buy it. I think it's a myth, because they won by a very small margin.
Very
it's not
small.
Like
51.7%.
It's not like we got blown away in the last...
And well, that's if you believe they actually won.
Well, yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, and the other thing is, you know, a lot of people are buying this fact that, you know, oh, the Democrats have to make some radical fundamental change. Why? They won on terror. That's the only thing. That was
we almost won
issue.
The election with a candidate who was systematically attacked and a Northeast liberal. Give me a break.
And one that didn't pull out all the stops to win.
Oh, if he had fought back in August against those stupid swift boat jerks.
Yeah.
Oh.
And that's another thing, the most divisive president in U.S. history. How do you manage to split the most cohesive group in the country, which is Vietnam veterans? How do you manage to do that? Well, he did it.
He did
and
it.
And the other thing, I think there's going to be a big backlash, and I think that the Democrats should make a hard left. Stand up and say, you know, this is crap. We're not going to compromise. We're not, because I think there's a lot of anger building right now in the country.
I mean, and
particularly, I think when this House of Cards folds, it's going to fold very fast and very hard. When we wake up to the graft and corruption, and that the money issues in Iraq, Halliburton, everything else, and that
how
it's being hidden behind the flag, I mean, there's going to be a lot of anger. Social Security, I mean, my age group, we're not going to sit still for, we've been paying in all of our lives, and now they're going to tell us that we our benefits are cut.
The most successful program in history, the safest investment on the planet. These guys are eradicating our security by driving up deficits to nosebleed territory, by ceding oil to the Chinese, by ceding our debt to the Chinese and the Japanese, and they're trying to tell me that they're for security in our country?
Yeah. And you know, Americans tend to be... they tend to give, you know, powerful figures a lot of benefit of the doubt. That's wearing thin, and it's going to wear thinner. And whenever the press does wake up and get a backbone and gets out of the, I mean, another myth, the radical liberal. Give me a break.
I know. Thanks
My
very much for
God.
I know. Thanks for your call, Greg, in Colorado Springs. I appreciate it.
Thanks.
Paul, you bet. My pleasure. Paul in Denver, welcome to AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Good morning. I just wanted to weigh in on the side of not compromising. I'd rather see the Democrats go down fighting than compromise. You know, we all talk about 2006 and 2008. The most important moment is right now. And I am, you know, how many more innocent lives in Iraq is it going to take before we get out of there? And more billions of dollars is it going to take before we get out of there? We need to get out of there as soon as possible and let those people take care of themselves. They can take care of themselves. They'll create a government. They'll There's less electricity now than there was when Saddam was in power.
More children are malnourished now than before when Saddam was in charge.
Right. So this whole thing about, oh, gee, we got to stay there and build the infrastructure. No, they'll build their infrastructure back.
What do you think of my idea of a Peace Corps SWAT team? I mean, we need to leave something in place to help them. We really do. We broke their country.
Well, something that doesn't involve the military and doesn't involve billions of more dollars. I mean, it's a terrible thing we did over there, but I don't think we need to make up for it. I think we need to just say, hey, we did the best we could. Now you guys take over, create your government, whatever it's going to be. It's your country, and we're not here to take your oil because, you know, that's really what it's all about.
What if they ask us not to leave?
What's that?
What if they ask us not to leave? Because some of them have asked us not to leave.
But the people that don't want us to leave are the people that either they're too afraid to be left on their own,
mm-hmm.
or they're Bush people. That's the way
I see it. You may be right, and thank you very much for your call. Thank you very much. I want to squeeze in Louise in Denver before the end of the hour. And don't forget, we'll be talking to Rabbi Daniel Wiener coming up of faithforward.net. Check out his editorial. It's on the opinion page. Louise.
Good morning, Erin.
Good morning.
It's good to hear your voice again.
Thank you.
So I know you've got to cut for a break. I'm going to make this very brief. I don't know where to start. But in regards
you've got
to,
about a minute and a half.
Okay. The Isikoff and Newsweek situation, this is what scares me so much about this administration. They're like an octopus. They've taken over every area of this country, and now they're working on the media. Because we've seen what they did to Dan Rather, now Isikoff, and we know what they did to Helen Thomas right off the bat.
Yes, and Isikoff is one of our best investigative reporters. He's actually investigating things.
Absolutely. And, you know, if I could wave a magic wand, I would love the journalists to stand as a brotherhood and just start writing column after column after column every day about this administration, past and present history.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have 20 or 30 journalists doing this, who are they going to go after?
Well, that's a good point. I think that they have to start deciding to it's beginning to happen because, I think Air America, Boulder's Progressive Talk,
mm-hmm.
little
mm-hmm.
by little, there's a counter sound wave coming out of there. And we need to just keep repeating and calling them to it and keeping them honest over and over and over again. And it's starting to filter into the press, I think.
Yes, and thank God for Air America because I'll tell you, I can now listen to Fox 5 minutes at a time because I know we have our own counterpart.
Thank you very much. I'm Erin Hart. This is Boulder's Progressive.
Hi, I'm Brooklyn, one of the people that bring you MileHighMarket.com. It's easy to forget just how intense the sun can be here in the Mile High City and just how badly a sunburn feels. The itching, peeling, and stinging followed by that icky, gooey aloe. Take care to protect yourself this summer as you enjoy Colorado's backyard. Pick up Jason Natural Sunblock SPF 40. It comes with a handy clip to attach to your purse or belt so it's always with you. Don't get burnt. Get Jason Natural SPF 40 right now at MileHighMarket.com.
Or ask your builder for James Hardy Siding. That's HARDIE.
760 KKCN Thornton Boulder. Boulder's Progressive Talk is giving you a chance to win $1,000 four times every weekday. Visit am760.net for details.
This is Air America Radio News. Good morning. I'm Wayne Gilman. A Palestinian official Thursday dismissed Israel's planned withdrawal from Gaza as a recipe for continuing Palestinian suffering as long as Israel continues to build settlements on the West Bank and there are no negotiations for an overall peace accord. While Israel prepares to give up its settlements in Gaza, it is building many more in the West Bank, constructing a separation barrier and insulating Jerusalem, said Hassan Abu Libdeh, a Palestinian Minister of Labor and Social Affairs. In those circumstances, the disengagement does not represent a step forward, the Cornell educated economist said at the 20th anniversary dinner of the Washington Institute for Near East Policy, a private research group. It is a recipe for continuing Palestinian suffering. The Israelis have to stop violence against Palestinians everywhere, he said. Sharing the platform with him, Israeli Transportation Minister Meir Shitrit, who also spoke warily of the Israeli pullback from the contested territory where 7,000 Israelis will lose their homes probably this summer. As senators continue to debate whether or not to ban judicial filibusters, two legends of the Senate are moving to help centrists who are trying to broker a compromise. Virginia Senator John Warner and West Virginia's Robert Byrd are lending their years of expertise to the bid to avoid a historic showdown, but time is running out. Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist is expected to announce today that a test vote on the nomination of Priscilla Ohner will be held on Tuesday. If she doesn't get 60 votes, the number needed to for overcoming a filibuster, he plans to move to have them declared illegal for judicial nominations. Lawmakers say that once the procedural votes have begun, it will be very hard to strike any deal to avoid the showdown. Violence rages on in Iraq. Gunmen yesterday killed an oil ministry official and turned up the heat on other nationals with a flurry of attacks. The intensity of yesterday's assault in Baghdad is fueling speculation that the nation may be on the precipice of civil war. 18 more lives were taken. Oil official Ali Hamid was shot outside his home as he left for work yesterday. Reports say the attacks have been coming mainly from Sunni Muslims since the Shia-led government was announced last month. The Sunnis have taken the lives of 500 people in a campaign that has challenged government promises of stability. Authorities say the worst violence was in the city of Mosul after insurgents attacked the house of a local Sunni Muslim politician. Politician, his driver, and three of guards were among the dead. Reports say he called on U.S. troops for help, but their response was much too late. And this word, Baltimore's Cardinal William Keeler is lashed out of the Catholic College for honoring former New York City Mayor Rudolph Giuliani because of his promotion of abortion rights. Wayne Gilman, Air America Radio News.
News brought to you by your participating True Value stores. Stop by True Value's weekend project sale and save on all your favorite supplies. But hurry, sale ends May 30th. True Value, help is just around the corner.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Well, we're still seeing delays westbound I-76, jammed back from 96 up because of an earlier accident approaching I-270. That crash now gone. Eastbound I-70 bunches up from Ward Road because of that road work, blocking the left and then center lanes at Kipling, and southbound I-25, seeing the usual slowing from 104 to the turnpike, then again across downtown and through T-Rex. Now, Boulder streets are busy. Highway 93 and the diagonal loaded up, and we're slow eastbound on the turnpike from Sheridan to Pecos. The forecast, a great day today, sunny skies, highs in the 90s, right now 65 degrees. You can now get a weekend home delivery of the Denver Post and Rocky Mountain News for only a dollar. Call 303-832-3232 to subscribe. That's 303-832-3232 for your best weekend deal. The Denver Post and Rocky Mountain News, power tools. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hear that? That's the sound of $35 coming out of your pocket. AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, wants to help you put some cash back in your pocket. And we're giving you the chance to win a gas-sipping scooter. So the cash stays in your pocket.
Stress relief, that's why there's equityrelief.com.
Hi, this is Jay Marvin. Have you ever gone through the mortgage process during times of low rates only to have it jammed at you at the closing time with high costs and rates higher than promised? You know, a lot of mortgage companies make all kinds of claims to try to get you to call. They make all kinds of promises. Free trips, limited funds at rates too good to be true, no closing cost loans, below market rates. Come on, you're smarter than that. And so are the professionals at EquityRelief.com. They're here to help you and your family secure the best rates and terms possible. Rates are back down to their lowest level in months. Take advantage of this window of opportunity and take action now. Refinancing your home has never been easier, be it debt consolidation, home improvements, refinancing, or to buy that next dream house. EquityRelief.com is here for you, not the bank. Play it safe and go with Denver's best-known mortgage company, EquityRelief.com. Call them at 303-839-LOAN.
Debt relief, distress relief, that's why there's EquityRelief.com.
When you're struggling with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt's all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
The people who provide Care One Credit Counseling Services know how to help you get out of debt and get on with your life, so call them now. 800-379-9142. 800-379-9142. We can help you stop the collection calls, pay off your debt sooner, and save up to 57% every month.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
Call for licensing details. Get out of debt and get on with your life. Gather up your bills and talk to the people who can help, to the people who care. Call Care One Credit Counseling now. 800-379-9142. 800-379-9142. 800-379-9142.
Intelligent Office at 303-447-9000. That's 303-447-9000.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the
end of the world. It's AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Indeed, we feel fine, but we got to get feistier if we're going to take back our country. This is Talk Radio for the rest of us, and the number to call is 303-713-7600. And once again, that's 303-713-7600. It's 806. We have that Rick Santorum column, and we have a comment, and we have to play it for you coming up shortly, maybe during our conversation with Rabbi Daniel Wiener of Temple to Her Sinai, and one of the founders of Faith Forward, which you can check out at faithforward.net. And one of the reasons why this group was formed, and I, full disclosure, I volunteer with it, is because we needed a progressive voice of faith to inform public policy, you know, based on authentic religious values, as they like to say. By the way, the co-founder is Dean Robert Taylor, who is the Dean of St. Mark's Cathedral. And thank you for joining me, Rabbi Wiener. I appreciate it.
It's a pleasure being here.
Yes. Now, new outrages by the day. Apparently Rick Santorum now is liking us to Adolf Hitler's march into France, this new anti-filibuster fight, which is really, as far as I can tell, the filibuster, and it's kind of odd to be arguing for a filibuster anyway, but it preserves the right of the minority. I mean, what could be more democratic or principled than that?
No, I think you're exactly right. There's really a painful irony here that those who say that they're upholding the ultimate in American values and patriotism are seeking to create, ironically, the kind of Stalinist state that years ago they would have criticized. I mean, this is really, you know, the kind of control of the government that we haven't seen since the former Soviet Union.
And yet, unlike the Soviet, you know, which was sort of anti-religious, they have a perpetration, as you point out in your editorial, and you're referring to a reverend with this one, but the stalwart of regressive religion and Puritan politics is so true. I mean, I call them puritanical all the time, as you know. And as a regular on my show, we talk about all kinds of different issues. But the filibuster fight, to me, is an attempt once again by the extreme right to control the entire government.
And I think it's absolutely true. And where I really have a problem, amongst my many problems, is not only my concerns about extremism and fundamentalism and that being the only religious dominant voice that tends to be out there that people can identify, but these, with the filibuster fight, they are exploiting religious feeling. I think there are some true believers out there, but these folks in government are using whatever they can to twist and pervert the agenda to preserve their power. This is really more about a power play, and they use religion or literature or whatever to make it happen, rather than really true believing in some kind of faith orientation.
And well, we've had such extreme rhetoric. I mean, we have Pat Robertson claiming that you know, the threat to the judiciary is more dangerous than a bunch of, quote, bearded terrorists, close quote. I mean, they reduce everything to such trivialities that it's very hard to have a discussion with them.
Well, listen, these are folks who see the apocalypse coming up tomorrow who are going to completely change environmental policy because they feel that Jesus is coming back tomorrow.
Yes, yeah, so why bother to preserve the earth? Because it's going to be toasted anyway.
I mean, I don't know, again, I don't know what's worse, such extreme rhetoric or the sense that they are using it to manipulate people for the ultimate purpose of preserving their political power. I mean, one is worse than the other in my mind.
I would agree with you, but then, you know, part of the reason Faith Forward came into being was to provide a progressive voice of faith to inform public policy and to take stances on things, proactive, positive approaches, as the website says. So how does that differ? How is that not propaganda, or how is it truer to the faiths, as it were?
Well, again, there are a number of different ways. One is that I think we are seeking to achieve a balance. We're not seeking to perpetuate a certain power base or approach in government. We are seeking to have what I consider to be the silent majority of individuals out there who are not extremists, who are not extreme secularists or extreme fundamentalists, but the silent majority of individuals who understand that
they want a better country, that they want a moral approach to what's going on out there that's informed by our religious values. And it's possible to do both. It's possible to preserve a separation between church and state, but also understand that our faith communities and our faith traditions can be the conscience for directing public policy.
Rabbi Daniel Wiener is one of the co-founders of Faith Forward, which is a group trying to provide a progressive voice on politics. And he's with the Temple to Her Sinai up here in Seattle. But Rabbi, in terms of this, we've just been talking for the past couple of hours about how the Democrats need to get a spine. And then everybody's idea of a spinal column seems to be different. The far left is saying, you know, get out of Iraq, change everything quickly, and do everything now. And people more in the middle are saying, well, but we're responsible. We broke the country. We have to fix it. Where can we have all these disparate voices and still act as one? Because part of the problem has been the disorganization of the Democrats.
Well, again, one of the keys on the right, I think, is to be able to have a definitive message, but at the same time to have a big enough tent and to bring together enough of a coalition of different groups to make it all work. And granted, the progressives, Democrats, liberals, whatever you want to call them, you know, certainly don't have the same kind of one-dimensional message that you can get on the right. But I think we need to represent something. We need to represent it well, but be inclusive enough to bring together a coalition of communities.
What are some of those values that are represented? What are some of the issues that you see in your mind as being the most key for progressives to talk about?
Well, again, if we want to kind of, you know, really get involved in the in some of the rhetorical stuff that's been most corrupted, I mean, this whole idea of what does it mean to have a culture of life, if that resonates with people, if that's important to people, then a culture of life is not just, you know, three little niche issues, gay marriage and stem cell research and whatever. A culture of life is embracing it the way that John Paul really embraced it, which is to understand pursuing peace in the world, providing for the economic welfare and dignity of people, whether it's in this country with pensions or around the world in terms of hunger and poverty. I mean, that's a pretty foundational concept. And I think, you know, the Social Security debate, the Medicare debate, I mean, all of these things are not just budgetary issues. These are profound moral issues that I think resonate with blue, red, purple states all across the board.
Yeah, but the trouble is in a sort of purplish-red state like Colorado, you know, I remember growing up, and you just didn't talk about religion all that much. You know, Democrats, progressives didn't necessarily proclaim their faith because of the separation in state issues. How do you talk about it without feeling slightly embarrassed?
I think progressives need to be a lot more comfortable with expressing their faith and to be confident in the fact that one can express one's faith in a way that demonstrates pride and integrity without a sense that you're imposing it on someone else. I think we have to create a new model that's not about every time you express your faith publicly, it's about trying to evangelize or convert somebody. That for, I mean, some of the most important movements in this country, from the abolitionist movement to the civil rights movement, were public policy movements that were informed by profound and passionate faith, but not in a way that imposed it on other people.
Absolutely, and I think that's part of what makes me want to break out in hives, is the religious right wants to, it's like sort of our way or the highway. I mean, I remember one time covering the Promise Keeper women, maybe somebody remembers that show in the audience, and by the end of it, they were very sorry for me because they liked me, but they felt like I was going to hell, and it's really hard to have a conversation with somebody who really does think you're going to hell if you don't convert or reform or do something.
Listen, they're entitled to what they want to believe. The issue is that their approach should not be the definitive approach, and their approach should not have the ear and heart and soul of the White House and Congress.
Ah, but they behave as if it does. Rabbi Daniel Wiener, no, I do want to talk, but I also have to cut to a break here in just a second, Rabbi. It's 303-713-7600. Rabbi Daniel Wiener joins me, and we'd love to hear from you. If you have any questions or comments about a progressive role in religious faith, do you think it's possible to do that and keep the church of separation of church and state? And what should be the progressive message that resonates ethically, morally, soulfully? 303-713-7600. Rabbi Daniel Wiener of Faith Forward is my guest.
Hi, I'm one of the people that brings you MileHighMarket.com, and we spend some of our time trying to find cool things out there on the internet. One of the things I found recently, Darth Tater. Yeah, it's actually a Mr. Potato Head doll that looks just like Darth Vader. Kind of cool with the Star Wars movie coming out. Thought you might want to go pick one up. You can go to MileHighMarket.com. They're pretty cheap, great presenter, great thing to put on your desk. Go look now, Darth Tater at MileHighMarket.com.
Searching for a bachelor's or master's degree program can be a daunting process. Why not study from a college that is focused on the humanities and sciences that allows you to build a course of study that is both interesting and convenient with your busy schedule?
The College of the Humanities and Sciences offers associate's, bachelor's, and master's degrees, as well as a diploma program, allowing students the opportunity to explore imaginative literature, natural science, philosophy and religion, social science, education, and jurisprudence degree programs from the comfort of their homes. Because coursework is distance education-based, students design their own curriculum and set a study schedule that's convenient for them. To find out how you can start advancing your educational goals today, click on the banner ad inside this media player. Log on to www.chumsci.edu or call 1-877-248-6724. The College of the Humanities and Sciences, your first choice for distance learning. Stop by your neighborhood Moe's Southwest Grill today and choose from a menu of burritos, salads, quesadillas, and more, made fresh right in front of you. And visit Moe's.com to get the burrito fanatic in your life a Moe's gift certificate. Welcome to Moe's.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day, the night, the next plane flight, job interview, or social event. Maybe you'll have a drink. Maybe you'll take another pill. Maybe you're so anxious and depressed that you just really can't help yourself. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? Anxiety and depression are two of the most common reasons people take prescription medication, abuse alcohol, and make excuses for why their life isn't working. This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence and dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that could help you get your life back. You want to feel better. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself.
For your free tape that could change your life, call 1-800-447-0207. That's 1-800-447-0207. 1-800-447-0207.
Or split. Plus, it holds paint 3 to 4 times longer than wood, so I don't have to rush around painting my house every couple of years, because kickers hate to rush. See for
American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right, they're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? They're loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference. American Financing Corporation.
Maybe.
For every advantage in selling your home, visit ColoradoHomes.com. Coldwell Banker Residential Brokerage is owned and operated by NRT Incorporated.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning. Jay's filling in for Big Eddie Schultz on Air America, and I'm Aaron Hart filling in for Jay Marvin. Thanks for joining us on Talk Radio for the Left of Us, Boulder's Progressive Talk at AM 760. Joining me is Rabbi Daniel Wiener. He's the senior rabbi at Temple Deher Sinai, and he's also one of the founders of Faith Forward. Full disclosure, I volunteer with the group. It's a group of progressives who want to express their faith and to inform public policy unembarrassed and unashamed, because our ethics and our texts and our traditions do mean a lot in these debates. We have some calls, Rabbi. I'm sure we can take some if you'd like.
Absolutely.
Excellent. You know, I think I'm going to have as a guest the Air Force Captain Melinda Morton. She's the Lutheran minister who was removed as head of the chaplain section at the Air Force Academy. And one of the reasons why she was removed is because she complained that evangelical Christians were trying to subvert the system. You know, it's not just evangelical Christians, though. When I read about the fundamentalists in Iraq ordering women now to be veiled or they'll kill them, how do moderates and progressives and people who aren't of a fundamentalist ilk, how do we survive in an atmosphere where it often seems that the most extreme get the most ink and the most violence, unfortunately?
Well, the key way to survive is to ensure that those forces aren't able to dictate public policy through our government. I mean, they're always going to exist out there.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, they're counting on progressives who at times tend to be civil and want to be above the fray. They count on progressives to not speak up, to not get involved, to kind of allow these things just
to
happen.
To be reasonable. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. And you know what? They see this as culture war. You look in the new
look in the new
Harper's Magazine that came out this month, particularly with its focus on what's going on nearby there in Colorado Springs. This
mm-hmm.
is a war, and they are shock troops. And unless we understand that this is culture war, you know, the expression is there are no atheists in foxholes. Well, there are no pacifists in culture war, not if you don't want your country to be hijacked from underneath your feet.
Okay, I'm stealing that line immediately. No pacifists in a culture war. I love it. Tom in Longmont, welcome to Boulder's Progressive Talk, AM 760, with Aaron Hart and Rabbi Wiener.
Great. Thanks, Aaron. Thanks for a great show today.
Thank you.
You know, one of the things you were talking about, you know, in is Jesus' teachings, as we all know, was of love and peace, help the poor and the downtrodden, and God is God Almighty is a God of love. And, I mean, with that understanding, how could you not embrace a lot of people, even these evangelicals, if they really, really read the Bible like and understand it like it says, how could they not understand that it's peace and love and not war, greed, and hate? And, you know, it's another thing that I often wonder about is if God created the earth, why would he destroy it? Why wouldn't he let it be there for mankind forever? And, you know, that's one of the things I heard you say a while ago that they were, the evangelicals believe that the earth's going to be toast, that they're going to ruin the environment. But why would God destroy something so beautiful that he created?
Well, I never understood James Watt or his wife, Ann Gorsuch.
I never thought they were
living up to their faiths either. Rabbi Wiener?
They very, very selectively read the biblical text and read it into their much later understandings of theology. For example, in the book of Genesis, it talks about, in one of the creation stories, it says that human beings are supposed to tend and till the earth and be stewards and caretakers. They
right.
tend to look at the other version of it, which says that mankind is supposed to have dominion. And this dominionism, this idea that the earth is really there for them to conquer both physically and in terms of the population, is a small, narrow, corrupted reading that they're taking to be the basis of their understanding of everything.
But if they're looking at the new text, and indeed Jesus has his teachings of peace and love and help the poor and the downtrodden, how can they not overlook that?
Believe it or not, they rationalize and ignore all of that stuff and just understand their role as trying to bring the kingdom of heaven onto earth now. What they don't understand is what St. Paul taught, which is that the kingdom of heaven occurs within each of us.
That's correct. And that's as plain as the black and white red print in the Bible.
You would think so, wouldn't you? But
yeah.
Well, I mean, it doesn't make any sense. You know, I mean, Al Franken was talking, the other night on Jay Maher, one of the comedians on there was talking about the snake people from the South, and
yeah.
That's almost what it scares me, that they almost going to have us praying to snakes because of their interpretations This is really moving. This whole United States is I've never seen it this way, and I'm 56 years old. And I thought it was bad in the 50s in the sense of you couldn't do very
McCarthy
much.
McCarthy hearings, sure.
Yeah, and this is unreal. It is like, it's almost like history's repeating itself, and the Third Reich is rising again in the United States.
Well,
I hate to say that.
I mean, not to go that far, but I understand exactly what you're saying, Tom and Longlet, and thank you so much for your
passion.
Thank you.
Great
show, and
take care.
Thank you, sir. Rabbi, in terms of the way that they slant a message, because it really does seem as if they are on point all the time, how do progressives hone their message without betraying the message, if you know what I mean, without synthesizing it to such simplicity that you miss the nuance?
I think that's really the key challenge, is to be able to stay on point and on message, but not give in to the kind of bombast and rhetoric that you see on the right, to be able to have a message that has some nuance and some complexity, but also is easy to hear. Again, I think
humor helps.
Yeah, humor absolutely helps. And what you're doing is great. It has to be entertaining, and what you're doing is fantastic and exactly what
you
needs
too.
To be done. But I think, you know, I believe that there's a silent majority of intelligent people out there that can hold more than two thoughts in their head at the same time.
What a concept.
And what a concept. And, again, you know, I have enough faith in most people that that's true, that we don't need to speak to people as if they're children, which is what you're getting on the other side.
It's 303-713-7600 if you'd like to join Rabbi Wiener and I in conversation. Wanda in Denver, welcome.
Hi.
Hi, Wanda. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Well.
Okay. You know, one of the things that the Pharisees came to Jesus one day and they said, you know, tell us a little bit about what you think the best commandment is, you know, because they figured they'd get him no matter what he said. And he said there are basically two things you need to do. You need to love the Lord your God if you're a Christian. And you need to treat your fellow man as you would treat yourself, and that's basically it. It's also called the 11th commandment. You know, in doing that, a lot of the progressives have assumed, I think, that the rest of the world is as understanding as we are. You know, we've allowed the live and let live kind of a concept, and then around us and under us, we have, we've been bombarded by this single message.
Propaganda. Gotcha.
Propaganda. You got the word. You got the word. And we have, they sometimes say Democrats or progressives, getting them to get together is like herding cats.
Well,
these ideas.
Well, what about that, Rabbi? How do you sift through? Because we represent a faith forward. All faiths are welcome.
Yeah.
And so how do you synthesize the message or get a message? And we're coming back to this again, I suppose. But how do you divine what will resonate with people the most?
Again,
I think people are hungry for spirituality again.
I think people have always, my opinion, of course, is people have always been hungry for spirituality.
As a rabbi.
Exactly. I think people are absolutely hungry for spirituality, but they're also hungry for a relevant spirituality, a spirituality that absolutely will help, what will inform their lives, give it meaning, and give them purpose, but also give them a course to pursue in terms of trying to combat what's wrong with this country and pursue the ideal that's really the promise of this country. And we are so far off track right now that I think there's that this kind of new spiritualism, this new great awakening on both sides of the political spectrum is about trying to find a moral anchor to guide us in this what I said before, in this battle. And your caller is saying exactly the right thing. You know, we all are kind of hands-off about it. But you know what? We can still look at this as a culture war without losing our souls in the process.
And thank
you.
Go ahead, Wanda, briefly.
One other thing. Sometimes I feel that it can't be any more clear than if you look at Jesus' teachings. Look at the Beatitudes. You know, blessed are the poor. You know, he talked to St. Peter, and he said, St. Peter, do you love me? And Peter said, yes. And he said, feed my sheep. He didn't say, go out and fight. He didn't say, you know.
Okay, so the message there is for peace. And, Rabbi, you say some wonderful things about there are occasions for just war, but peace is really a prevailing message throughout the Bible.
It is.
Absolutely. I mean, the thousands of verses that talk about, you know, pursuing peace and you know, responding to the poor and the needy. I mean, those are the predominant voices of our tradition. And, two verses here about, you know, homosexuality or this or that or the other are really the minority verses. And it's mind-blowing that they focus on those verses as if that's the only thing God said, and really ignore the other verses that they don't think are going to move their base.
Rabbi, I'm going to impose and kind of stick here because I can't talk to you off air very easily, but do you mind sticking in with us for a little bit longer because we have full lines waiting to talk to you?
Absolutely.
Excellent.
Thank
Rabbi
you.
Dan, thank you very much, Wanda, for your comments and your thoughts. It's 8:30. I'm Aaron Hart filling in for Jay Marvin on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. And now it's time to check in with that traffic with Bailey.
Well, thanks, Aaron. Things are starting to clear up after a busy morning. Foothills Parkway and the Diagonal are thinning out, and the Turnpike looking real good east and westbound through Broomfield and Westminster. Now, we do have reports that the lights are out at the intersection of McCaslin and Highway 36, so that's causing some minor delays. And now northbound I-25 have an accident involving a school bus. That's just north of 136. Now, the good news on that is it doesn't look like any of the kids or the drivers were hurt with that crash. Southbound I-25 bunches up from Thornton Parkway into downtown and through T-Rex and southbound 225. Seeing the usual slowing into the tech center. Looking at the weather, it's going to be a hot one today. Sunny skies and highs near 90. Right now, it's 70 degrees. Now, for a limited time, satisfy your taste for travel with Old Chicago. Eight delicious individual pizzas perfectly paired with beers from around the world. So pack your taste.
Do you love your dog? Do you like to hike in the beautiful Colorado mountains? Of course you do. But sometimes hiking involves carrying tons of supplies and equipment up the side of the hill, including your supplies for your dog. Why not let your dog pick up some of the slack? You gotta check out the Kelty Chuck Wagon Dog Pack. It's a backpack for your dog. It's got expandable pouches and an adjustable harness to fit your pooch nice and comfortably. And right now you can score this doggy pack for just $39.99. Just head to milehighmarket.com and check out the Kelty Chuck Wagon Dog Pack.
County Line Liquor is paying back their loyal customers with the Savings Train Card. Pick up a Savings Train Card, fill in your favorite item, and have your card stamped with each purchase. Buy 6 of your favorite item, you get the next one at half price, or buy 12 and get the next one for a penny. Good on every item in the store, including sale items. No games, no gimmicks, no case discounts. Hop on the Savings Train today at County Line Liquor, County Line and Broadway.
If you're a diabetic, iCare Medical makes getting your testing supplies as easy as 1, 2, 3. First, there are no upfront costs. Second, we file all your claim forms. And third, you'll never wait for reimbursement. How easy is that? Plus, we carry all the major testing supplies, and you never have to leave your home to get them. We deliver them right to your door. No more going out in bad weather. No more waiting in line at the drugstore. We do all the paperwork and we will deliver right to your door. iCare Medical is a participating Medicare provider. We accept most private insurances. Call this number.
800-365-6303. 800-365-6303. Have your diabetic testing supplies delivered to your home right now. 800-365-6303, 800-365-6303.
Farm than anybody else. See what a State Farm agent can save you today.
Like a good neighbor,
State Farm is there.
Good student discounts not available in all states.
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, is proud to have the smartest listeners in talk radio. And now's your chance to prove it. Gas prices are at an all-time high. We want to save you gas money and possibly save you from your car altogether. We're giving you the chance to win $1,000 four times every weekday. And a chance to win a Kymco scooter. $1,000 to gas up a scooter? That could last till Bush is out of office.
Woo-hoo!
Go to am760.net and find out how you can drive smart.
Your own personal Jesus.
Hi, this is Aaron Hart.
Someone to hear
it's
your prayer.
AM 60.
Someone who cares.
Boulder's Progressive Talk. This is talk radio for the rest of us and the left of us. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in for Jay Marvin, who once again is filling in for Big Eddie today at 1 p.m. on Boulder's Progressive Talk, AM 760. Now, Harper's Magazine in the May 2005 issue, which Rabbi Daniel Wiener, who joins us live, he is a regular on the Aaron Hart Show, and if you want to check that out, it's aaronhartshow.com. By the way, he'll be joining the co-founder with Rabbi Wiener of Faith Forward. His name is Dean Robert Taylor. He's the Dean of St. Mark's Cathedral here in Seattle, and they'll both be my guests on May 29th. Just a little cheesy plug I had to sneak in there. Rabbi Wiener joins us live. We have full lines. We want to jump right to your calls. But I also want to refer to the article that Rabbi Wiener just mentioned in the last segment, which is in Harper's Magazine, Soldiers of Christ. It's a look inside America's most powerful megachurch, as well as Feeling the Hate with National Religious Broadcast. So everybody check that out when you get a chance. Rabbi Wiener is a great source of fine articles to read. And thanks again, Rabbi Wiener, for joining me so early in the morning.
My pleasure.
I appreciate it. Okay, now let's let's jump right to the calls and go to Bill in Monument. Hi, Bill.
Hello.
Hi, welcome. You're on with Rabbi Wiener and Aaron Hart.
Thank you. Rabbi, I have some specific questions for you, and I'd like to get your opinion on them.
Sure.
The first question I have is, what we're seeing today is not unusual. This is a cycle or an effect that we have seen throughout much of the 20th century, whereby you have people who understand the power of charismatic speech and are able to grab, in a sense, the minds of certain vulnerable types of people and basically use what they instill into these people as a mechanism for further consolidating their control over them. I say this because, and I don't come to this conclusion lightly, many years ago as a student at the University of Pittsburgh, I had the pleasure of meeting a man by the name of Marjo Gortner. And some of you may have seen Marjo.
Oh, wait. I'm trying to remember a religious figure. Wasn't he a baby preacher?
Yes, he was. He was
yes.
A child prodigy.
Right.
He had a gift of charismatic speech. And I don't mean that to mean anything other than he's just extremely influential in the way.
And you know, Bill and Monument, I want to hear everything you have to say, but if you could cut it a little shorter and zero it down to a question.
Okay. So the question is this to Rabbi Wiener. Have you noticed the same type of effect that I'm talking about with a man who is able to reach out and basically take control of people? And why does this, and the second question is, why does this seem to always happen, or at least happen in the majority, to Christian believers rather than, say, Jewish or non-Christian believers?
I think it's an incredibly important observation, and I think you're right. Even just in the last 100 years, within the last century or so, you can see that people have resonated with these kinds of charismatic, highly, you know, either patriotic or religiously based movements. And the scary thing is, look at the ends to which they came. Look where communism came. Look where Nazism came. Look where any kind of religious revivalism, look where when it really is blended with power, look where it goes. I mean, that's really the frightening thing, is we are seeing history repeat itself again and again and again, and are not quite always aware of the way in which the parallels are important.
Hi. Sorry, I don't know what that was.
Okay.
Anyway, go ahead.
and aren't really aware of the parallels. I mean, I think there's a theologian in Harper's that's mentioned that who 40 or 50 years ago called what's currently happening now Christian fascism. And I have to tell you, I think that's not an exaggeration. I think you have people who are using Christianity toward the ends of political fascism to consolidate their power, and that's absolutely what's happening today. And I think we have to combat it as vehemently as we combated political fascism in the 30s and 40s.
Yeah, but wouldn't it be, Rabbi, too, another problem would be that, there's also fundamentalists. I can hear the Christian, and maybe some of them are fascists now, raising their hand and saying, but what about the Islamic fundamentalists? What about the Wahhabi? What about them? They're
driving. Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's the incredible irony, is the people who have been
banging the drum of war against terrorism and Islamic fascism are employing the same kinds of religious approaches. I mean, it's called the pot calling the kettle black. It's unbelievable. And just one more thing for your caller. Guess what? In Judaism and Hinduism and in Jainism or whatever, you have these charismatic figures throughout history who do try to rally the troops. The difference, for example, between what's gone on in Judaism is that we've never really been in the power base to be able to make the most of that kind of charismatic leadership. That's the only difference.
Although, as you take him to task in your editorial, Rabbi Daniel Lappin, it was the infamous matchmaker for lobbyist Jack Abramoff and embattled Tom DeLay. And he's the one who's comparing this summer's international gathering of gays and lesbians in Jerusalem with the Nazi march in Skokie, Illinois. He
you're
did that,
him,
really?
You're giving him, he absolutely did, and you're giving him a lot of credit to be a charismatic
Well,
leader.
I wasn't, yeah, I was going to say, charisma notwithstanding.
Yeah, he's just one who's been for years and years trying to sell the Jewish community on getting in bed with the evangelical right, and he's always been laughed at and ignored until the last couple of years when the evangelical right has had the ear and heart of the White House.
George, in Lakewood, you're on with Rabbi Wiener and Aaron Hart on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hi.
Hi.
Well, this is really interesting. And I liked some of the questions that the previous caller asked. Of course, I'm not real deep on my religious understanding. However, in my opinion, just to be candid, I believe that a lot of what we're seeing is because of underlying racism, underlying fascism, and that underlying hypocrisy of the right wing. And I believe that that's the reason they're so vulnerable to being led by the nose, because it's the underlying hate and the underlying shame.
I think you're right, and I think it's also built, if you're appealing to people's guilt or fears, then perhaps it's easier to coerce them into your point of view. Rabbi Wiener?
No, I mean, I think that's absolutely right. And I think also there are people who are in the classic foothold for fundamentalism is people are afraid of modernity. People are afraid that, mm-hmm. that the modern world and all of its various seductions and opportunities, you know, it's too much for people. They want a simple message. They want some big daddy to tell them what to do. And for liberal and progressive and thoughtful faith, you're not going to get one answer. They're shades of gray. But fundamentalists, whether they're Islamic or Christian or Jewish, want one simple answer to help them make their way through the maze of modernity.
But don't you think...
Yeah, sorry.
I don't know what that is, but whenever it is, I will try to rectify it immediately. Sorry,
no problem.
Everyone.
No problem. But that's exactly it.
Yes, it is exactly it. And I don't know why I have feedback in here, but it's driving me nuts, too. Noah in Westminster, welcome to AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I just wanted to say that one of the things that's kind of perplexed me about the Democratic Party is they're kind of running away from their best weapon, I guess, in a way of saying it, against the right. And really, if people look at any religion in general in the world, the main message has always been to take care of the poor, do the right thing, and basically take care of your fellow man. And at the same time, it's also been blended with the fact that you have to take care of the earth, because the earth is what provides for your fellow man.
And Makes sense to me.
I would really like to see the Democrats actually go up there and preach. I
would like to see that, too. And I want to take Rabbi Wiener's response to what you have to say and ask you to hold through the break, Noah, because
if you're sick and tired of watching your eyes get weaker and weaker every year, and you're ready to do something about your poor vision, repeat after me. I will take a stand against my weak eyesight.
I won't use my glasses as a crutch.
I will start strengthening my eyes naturally.
I will refuse the high cost of surgery.
And I will no longer accept stronger prescriptions year after year.
I will take control of my vision.
Take a stand against poor vision. Call right now for a free video to find out how you can strengthen your eyesight using the safe, natural solution. It's called the See Clearly Method. It's recommended by eye doctors and available without a prescription. Pick up the phone and we'll send you a free video to see this program for yourself. You deserve stronger eyes. Take a stand. Call right now for your free video to preview the See Clearly Method. Call 1-800-765-5678. That's 1-800-765-5678. 1-800-765-5678.
All right, class, please take your seats.
Helping to build a positive influence through teaching can be one of the most rewarding careers. The College of the Humanities and Sciences offers a Master's of Arts in Education, in addition to several other bachelor's, master's, and diploma programs in the humanities and sciences. All coursework through the College of the Humanities and Sciences is distance education-based, allowing students to design their own curriculum and set a study schedule that is convenient for them. To find out how you can obtain your Master's of Arts in Education or other exciting degree programs through the College of the Humanities and Sciences, click on the banner ad inside this media player. Log on to www.chumsci.edu or call 1-877-248-6724. The College of the Humanities and Sciences, your first choice for distance learning.
You've heard me talk all about the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company. We're the specialists when it comes to providing affordable health insurance to those of us that are self-employed or run a small business. But have you called us yet? Maybe you haven't needed health insurance. Maybe you had it where you work, but now you're off on your own. You started your own business, and now you realize how challenging it is to find affordable health insurance. Well, you can count on the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company to provide affordable health insurance to folks just like you and I, small business owners and the self-employed. Call right now and get yourself an affordable quote. The call is free. Here's the number. 800-816-3631, 800-816-3631 for affordable health insurance. Call 800-816-3631. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Association membership requirements vary by state. Not available in all states.
Hi, my name's Cameron, and I'm one of the people that bring you MileHighMarket.com. I'm really excited about the new Harry Potter book that's due to hit shelves on July 16th, but I'm not excited to stand in line to purchase it. That's why I went to MileHighMarket.com to pre-order my copy. Now I don't have to fight the crowds, and I saved 40%, and you can too. So just head on over to MileHighMarket.com to get your copy of Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince.
Christie Sports would like to invite you to save up to 50% off all their designer cast patio furniture. Now through Memorial Day, save 50% off their palm set. It seats six people in comfort and elegance. Cast furniture with features and durability that will last a lifetime. From several manufacturers with exciting designs to meet every taste. Or quality iron sets as low as $399. And with 6 months same as cash, you can have your furniture delivered this week. Call 1-877-SKI-SMART or go to ChristieSportsPatio.com with 18 Colorado locations.
Imagine living truly debt-free. No credit card debt, no car payments, no mortgage. Just your daily living expenses. And you can do this with just the money you already make. I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth program. I did it, and so have nearly a 500,000 others using my proven system.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
It works no matter how much debt you have. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's easy, risk-free, and works with any income level.
And once we got on the system, we were able to eliminate about 90% of our debt.
I never have to worry about who's calling me or who's knocking on my door.
Call now and I'll rush you a free tape that will show you the power of my proven system. 1-800-400-4231. 1-800-400-4231. That's 1-800-400-4231.
We are so focused on keeping our eyewear styles ahead of the curve that we kind of forgot about the shag carpeting and lava lamps in our Cherry Creek North store. So, we're freshening things up. I'm Ira Haber from Your Optics. We're putting up new walls, new carpet, and a fresh coat of paint to make our store look as good as our eyewear. If you can deal with a little construction mess, we can save you some money. We have hundreds of name brand designer frames on sale at huge savings. If you've been thinking about buying a new pair of eyeglasses, the time is now, and the place, of course, Your Optics. Save now as we make room for our new Cherry Creek North store. You'll find savings at all four Your Optics locations, but hurry in today for best selection and save big.
Your Optics, people with vision, in Cherry Creek North, next to the tattered cover. In Flatiron Marketplace near Nordstrom Rack, just east of the mall. In Park Meadows Mall. In Greenwood Village at Holly and Orchard. And on the web at eoptics.com.
Intelligent office at 303-447-9000. That's 303-447-9000.
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, is proud to have the smartest listeners in talk radio. And now's your chance to prove it. Gas prices are at an all-time high. We want to save you gas money and possibly save you from your car altogether.
We're giving... But anyway, normally we're in studio together, so it's like, wow, feedback, ow. It's 8:50, and welcome back, Noah, in Westminster. Thank you for waiting. Noah?
I'm right here.
Okay. So, Noah, what do you have a question for Rabbi Wiener?
Well, one of the things that I just wanted to put out there is programs like Social Security and programs like welfare in themselves are basically Christian values programs. Well, be it Christianity, be it Judaism, anything like that. Don't be afraid to actually state to these people that it is Christianity or is Judaism put into practice. You don't need a church to go out and do this. God basically taught that everybody is their own church within themselves. And by extension, democracy is the power of the people. So anything that our government does with the consent of the people is basically a values choice.
Thanks very much for that thought. You know, Rabbi, we have that story in the news lately about the Baptist preacher who later had to resign because even the right-wing Republicans couldn't stand him preaching from the pulpit how to vote. Because he kept saying you have to vote for Bush or resign from the church or you're going to Hades. So finally, I heard this guy speak up about this East North Carolina church and say, my goodness, he said, I voted for George W. Bush, but I don't want to be told to vote for George W. Bush. How do you handle walking that line between proclaiming your faith and endorsing a specific candidate as clergy?
Well, listen, I think it's just a symptom of the arrogance and the sense of openness that they feel right now, that they can make those kinds of, that they can engage in those kinds of abuses, you know, with such abandon and so shamelessly. I mean, the key thing as a clergy person is I think I really try to focus my words on issues of concern. And certainly, you know, if issues of concern bear upon the actions of those who are in office, then, you know, so be it. I'm not telling people to go out and vote for A or vote for B, but certainly I'm going to identify issues of concern and identify the causes of those concerns, which are the policies of one administration or one politician or another. And people certainly can draw their conclusions whether they want to keep those people in office based on their actions. But crossing the line, classically, is telling someone to go out and vote or put a voter guide under someone's windshield wiper in the parking lot. That's crossing the line.
Right.
But to speak on issues and to let people make the connections based on how our current administration is responding to those issues is as old as the prophets themselves.
Ray in Lafayette, you're on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Yes. I'm a Methodist minister and a doctorate in social ethics.
Welcome. You're on with Rabbi Daniel Wiener of Temple
University
Sinai.
And I'm enjoying this very much.
I'm glad.
Enjoying it very much. A quick comment and then a question. To the two earliest documents about Jesus have nothing about Jesus before the 12th year and nothing after Jesus except the empty tomb, period. Now, these are the things, these are the areas where most of the conservatives are placing their so-called faith. I think we need to put it in perspective, and Revelation, which they count on so heavily, may well have been fulfilled by overthrowing, by opposing the Romans, instead of something that's in the future. The question is, isn't the best way to stop the kind of thing we're getting from the extreme right wing to raise questions about their tax deductibility?
How about that, Rabbi Wiener?
Oh, I think absolutely. The issue is going to be whether an IRS and the Bush administration is going to really follow through on those kinds of things. You know, during the election, the Republican Party was buying voting lists from churches.
Yes.
And so how do you expect that they're going to enforce IRS regulations when they've been so, when the government and these churches have so co-opted one another just to get themselves elected?
Well, I know, and Daniel and Ray, I just have to tell you both, I mean, wasn't hallucinating, or did they not reveal over the weekend that, somebody found a new fragment of scripture? And apparently, 666, the mark of the beast, is actually 616. So we spent how long worrying about the mark of the beast, and it was translated incorrectly? I mean, it drives me crazy that people depend on words that are frail, just like humans. And I guess that's my larger point. We all should discuss things more in depth and be clearer on the underlying principles rather than some of the assumptions that we make, if that makes sense.
Well, it's not a question of underlying principles with 616. I mean, I'm not a New Testament scholar.
No, of course not. I know.
But as the caller just mentioned, you know, the book of Revelation was really a metaphoric propaganda against Nero. And guess what? Nero was, you know, more than 2,000 years ago, or 2,000 years ago, just about. And to somehow apply that to today to sell 60 million copies of the Left Behind series is just, it's just mind-blowing.
Yeah. Chris in North Glen, welcome to AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk with Rabbi Wiener and Aaron Hart.
Okay, you cut out there for a minute.
All right. Well, you're back, Chris.
Okay. Well, I wanted to say, number one, I'm glad you have a religious man on your show, because a lot of the Christians that I've spoken to, they seem to think that Democrats are nothing but religious-hating atheists. And this is helping to prove, you know, the other way. And
yes.
I think it would be a good idea if on Sunday, when you guys do your paid programming type stuff, if you could come up with a program for left-wing Christians.
Oh, and we actually don't do a paid program. I'm paid to do radio always, and Rabbi Wiener is my regular guest. And
oh,
I don't
really?
Pay him either. Oh, you mean on 760. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Oh.
I misunderstood you because you said we, you all. I figured you meant us, and I just wanted to clarify. Go ahead.
Okay. Next thing I wanted to bring up, you had a caller earlier who was talking about going to Canada.
Yes.
Now, I was born in Canada, and it would probably be easier for me to go back than most of the people in this country.
Well, probably.
But I'm not going to go back. You know, this is a battle worth fighting. Every Democrat who leaves this country, that's another vote that the Democrats have lost.
Well, I don't think we should give up, definitely. And thank you, Chris in North Glen. Do you have a question for Rabbi Wiener?
I just had a couple of comments. The last thing I wanted to bring up, I work at the post office.
Mm-hmm.
And I work in the area where the magazines and the newspapers go through.
Sure.
And when I first started there, I never seen any Christian publications come through. And now I've been seeing all kinds come through, like a different one each night that I'd never heard of. And every one of these is so far right wing.
So maybe we need to work on Faith Forward eventually getting a magazine. Thank you very much, Chris in North Glen. I appreciate that. Yeah, don't you think that's it, Rabbi, that the message needs to be spread much more often?
No, I think absolutely. I mean, listen, one of the key things that built up this right-wing echo chamber is not just talk radio, but direct marketing and direct mail.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we absolutely have to get the word out, because what we're all fighting for, really, I think, is the kind of moderate middle that otherwise would be, you know, is horrified by this kind of extremism, but has been kind of kowtowed and fear-mongered into voting even against their economic self-interest, which is just remarkable.
Drives me nuts. Thank you so much, Rabbi Daniel Wiener, Senior Rabbi of Temple Deher Sinai and also founder of Faith Forward. And you can check out his columns on faithforward.net. Thanks so much, Rabbi, for joining us.
My pleasure.
I appreciate it. It's AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk, and if you want to find out when Rabbi Wiener and Robert Taylor will next be on my show, check out AaronHartShow.com. This is Boulder's Progressive Talk, talk radio for the rest of us. Stand by.
Smart Fit Home Equity Account can get you to your next stage. Wells Fargo, the next stage. Wells Fargo Bank and A, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
760 KKCN Thornton Boulder. Boulder's Progressive Talk is giving you a chance to win $1,000 four times every weekday. Visit am760.net for details.
This is Air America Radio News. Good morning. I'm Wayne Gilman, a business executive and Democrat, who President Bush's plan to scale back Social Security benefits in the future is based on, is now calling on the president to drop plans on using part of the workers' taxes to pay for individual investment accounts. That demand and a proposal by the Republican chair of the House Ways and Means Committee on Social Security reforms yesterday were setbacks for the White House. Business exec Robert Posen told a forum at the Treasury Department that Bush's conservatives' approach to investment accounts would destroy the chances for a Social Security bill in Congress. Furthermore, Posen said that it would make it more difficult to resolve long-term financial problems facing the system. As for Ways and Committee Chair Bill Thomas, he's disregarding the methods favored by President Bush to encourage workers to save for retirement and offer completely different proposals of his own. Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist is planning on announcing today that a test vote on the nomination of Priscilla Owen will be held on Tuesday of next week. If the federal court nominee fails to get the needed votes to overcome a filibuster, Frist plans to move forward to have the vote declared illegal for judicial nominations. The International Committee of Red Cross has documented information about U.S. personnel disrespecting or mishandling Korans at the Guantanamo detention facility and pointed it out to the Pentagon in confidential reports during 2002 and early 2003. Representatives of the organization were the latest in a long list of people and organizations disclosing the alleged mistreatment of Muslim detainees and their holy book. U.S. military officials have announced that they are scheduled the equivalent to a grand jury hearing next week for reservist Lindy England. Hearing is to determine whether the reservist, who was at the center of the Abu Ghraib prison abuse scandal, should face a retrial over her role in guarding prison detainees. England's guilty plea on charges of abuse early this month was rejected. Hearing, otherwise known as the Military Article 32, is the equivalent of a grand jury investigation. Earlier this month, the military judge threw out the guilty plea by England because there were doubts over whether England knew that she was doing wrong at the time. In other news, proponents of stem cell research in this country are paying close attention to a new development in South Korea where scientists reported making nearly a dozen cloned human embryos that are genetic twins of patients with various medical problems. Scientists have also isolated those batches of stem cells and have the potential to replace failing tissues in those particular patients. And the fate of a House bill that would clear the way for taxpayer money to be spent on embryonic stem cell research here is less clear after its sponsors annoyed Republican leaders with a poll showing the idea's popularity in some conservative districts. Wayne Gilman, Air America Radio News.
The news is brought to you by Blue Blocker Sunglasses, available in Walgreens drugstores. See clearer, farther, and protect your eyes with solid UV protection. Blue Blockers are available at all Walgreens in new cool styles. Check them out today.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Well, things are starting to clear up after a busy morning. Foothills Parkway and the Diagonal moving along just fine. The Turnpike looking good east and westbound through Broomfield and Westminster. And we do have reports that the lights are out at the intersection of McCaslin and Highway 36. That's bunching up a little bit. I-25 sluggish in both directions through downtown and T-Rex. And looking at the forecast, today is going to be a beautiful day. Sunny skies, highs near 90. Right now, 72 degrees. Daniel's Gate, a daily reminder that the West still lives and why you live in it. Come view the beautiful models by several top semi-custom and custom home builders. Models are open daily just 5 miles south of C-470 on Quebec or on the web at danielsgate.com. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, presents Jay Marvin, weekdays from 6 to 10.
The right's so adamant about getting involved in a private decision that should be between a woman and her family.
Al Franken, from 10 to 1.
Liberals are finally getting some kind of infrastructure together.
Brakes Plus does over 1,000 brake and auto services daily. They are the experts. Brakes Plus is the home of the $79 brake special and lifetime brakes starting at $99. For money-saving coupons and a location near you, visit BrakesPlus.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Golf DeRoos. I bought my first property at 17 without a penny to my name, and since then I've made millions in real estate. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. Let me show you how you can get started right now. With my techniques, you can learn the secrets for spotting deals that come along on average once a week, and pick up plenty of homes that generate lots of cash and become rich, very rich. Call 1-800-400-9349 anytime, 24 hours a day, and I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Instead of just making a living, let me show you how to make real money. Call 1-800-400-9349 and get your life back. Again, that's 1-800-400-9349.
Hey, my name is Chuck, and I'm one of the behind-the-scenes guys that brings you MileHighMarket.com. And just like you, I'm a huge talk radio fan. I love the commentary, but I especially love the interesting guests that I hear. Hey, did you hear the interview with Jack Coughlin, author of Shooter? It's a great book about his life as a sniper during the Vietnam War. Well, I read the book as soon as I could get my hands on it, and it was awesome. I highly recommend you check it out, too. Just visit milehighmarket.com and save $8 on a copy for yourself. Enjoy.
New and 28th Street in the Village Shopping Center. For the men's warehouse nearest you, call 1-800-776-SUIT.
You want your little kid to say, hey, Daddy, President Bush tried marijuana, I think I will.
Is this guy suck or what?
I'm the person who gets to decide, not you.
Jay Marvin.
Do you allow me to introduce myself?
What does anybody on the right have to complain about?
One terrible pilot.
There's no question about that.
We might just as well build ourselves another government.
Considering we have no energy policy in this country whatsoever. Limit our, being hooked on fossil fuels like a crack addict.
Like I picked the wrong week. Quit amphetamines.
I wouldn't answer the marijuana question.
Colorado's favorite lefty. This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
It's the end of the world as we know it.
It's 9:06. We're trying to stave off the end of the world as we know it as much as possible here on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in for Jay Marvin. He'll be filling in for Ed Schultz today. Big Eddie will be taking the day off, so Jay Marvin will be filling in for him. So you'll still get a dose of him today from 1 to 4. Right here on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Now, standing by is an Air Force chaplain who complained recently at our U.S. Air Force Academy that evangelical Christians, according to the article by T.R. Reid in the Washington Post, were trying to subvert the system by winning converts among cadets at the academy. She was removed from her administrative duties a couple of weeks back, and just as the Pentagon began an in-depth study of alleged religious intolerance among cadets and commanders at the school. Now, you're quoted, Chaplain Melinda Morton, as saying they fired you. Is that correct?
Yes, I was dismissed from my position as the executive officer, yes.
And apparently Yale Divinity School came into the academy and did a study, right?
Actually, it was a week-long practicum with graduate students from the Yale Divinity School, and Dr. Kristen Leslie led that team in. Yes, they came in to do a practicum regarding pastoral care, and that was under the auspices of the superintendent's Assess and Improve program, a program by which we could take a look at all sorts of different things at the academy. In this particular instance, I wrote the program to take a look at how chaplains did pastoral care in the BCT environment, in the basic cadet training environment.
Now, what do you mean by the evangelical Christians were trying to subvert this system? Because you said, I think you were quoted by the Post as saying, the problem is you agreed with their reports about outside groups who said the strident evangelism, I always have trouble with that word, evangelicalism at the academy.
First of all, let me clarify that it's not their report, it's actually our report, because my signature is on that report as well. So when I say I agree with the report, basically what I'm saying is, yes, that was a joint report done between Dr. Leslie, the team, and myself. And so, yes, my name is on that report, and I'm not denying the material that's in the report, obviously, because I would be making false statements under the Uniform Code of Military Justice.
And you don't want to do that.
Correct.
Now, Chaplain Morton, you're a Lutheran minister, right?
Yes, I am.
So you're a Christian,
yes.
And you're executive officer of the chaplain unit until May 4th, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. So what are some of the examples of this subversion, as it was put?
Okay. I think that the issue here is what is appropriate under the First Amendment at institutions such as the Air Force Academy. You know, the First Amendment grants us a couple things. One, it says that we are free to express our spirituality, and that ought not be inhibited by governmental action. But it also says that the government should not associate its power with any particular spiritual expression or religious expression. And you try to hold those two things in balance in government agencies. And at the Air Force Academy, because the Air Force Academy is so concerned with a character development of the young people who come there to be officers in the Air Force, And that's an appropriate concern for the academy is the development of officers of character. The problem is that an atmosphere has emerged at the academy in which the spiritual resourcing for that character has become almost exclusively spirituality expressed in terms of conservative Christian evangelicalism. So that the message to the cadets is if you want to be a person of character, the type of spirituality that you need to develop in order to do that is conservative Christian evangelicalism.
Mm.
And that is extremely troubling because that does go well beyond the bounds of what is appropriate in terms of associating power and position at the academy with a particular religious perspective. And the way this is done is, I think this is highly encouraged by evangelical organizations located right off base, which have as a...
And there are a plethora of them in Colorado Springs, as
correct.
I recall.
Correct. And they have, they say in quite forward ways that it is their intent to have people associated with them and their followers use their positions of power and authority to promulgate evangelical ideology. Now, when you do that, and you do that at the United States Air Force Academy, then you're violating the Constitution of the United States. I think that this is facilitated in many ways by an attempt to kind of reconstruct what the Constitution is and what the Constitution says. For example, there's a mantra anymore among the evangelical community that, oh, well, you know, separation of church and state is really a historical misnomer. That really didn't exist in history. And to articulate it that way is making a mistake. And it was never intended that way. Well, you know, that ignores a couple hundred years of case law here.
Yes. And Jefferson's own words and others among the founding fathers who did believe, I think, strongly in the separation of church and state. But Chaplain Morton, do you believe that you were fired because you signed your name to this report?
Not so much because I signed my name, because frankly, my superiors, that report apparently sat on my superior's desk for 10 months and never utilized.
Oh.
So that report was delivered on the 30th of August, and apparently there was no reaction to that report, even though I took that in and personally briefed it to the senior staff chaplain. There was no reaction to that report until that report was released in the press a few weeks ago. It was at that point, and in the institutional reaction to that, when claims were being made about the content of the report, namely that certain things that were reported in there were not accurate and weren't true, and when I wouldn't support that position, then I think that the senior staff chaplain became extremely frustrated, viewed me as disloyal, and removed me from my position.
Well, and when you have evangelical Christianity with, you know, praise for cadets who pronounce their born-again status, and then there were insults aimed at Jews, Roman Catholics, and non-evangelical cadets, correct?
That is correct.
Even been told that the freshmen would burn in the fires of hell if they didn't become born again, correct?
I think that the burn in the fires of hell comment had to do with a slightly more subtle thing. The cadets were being asked to return to their tents and proselytize their bunkmates. And the encouragement to do that was because if they did not convert their bunkmates risk burning in the fire of hell as being then non-born again.
Oh, nice. So indirect coercion by frightening the people about their fellow cadets.
Well, I think what's
making an admission if they didn't proselytize their fellow friends were going to go to hell.
Well, I think that what's difficult about that is redefining the kind of teamwork that you're trying to build in a basic cadet environment into a mission for proselytization.
Mm-hmm.
That if you really care about your teammates, then you will care about their kind of ultimate destination, if you will, or an evangelical understanding of an ultimate destination. And therefore, you will engage in proselytizing them, because that's what being a caring teammate is. I think that that's that's extremely divisive kind of rhetoric, particularly in a basic cadet training environment where you have young people. And this was clearly what the Yale team was saying in the report. We were addressing this in terms of pastoral care. And pastoral care begins with asking and a determination of where the people are that you're serving. That's what we're there for. Not where we are as chaplains, but where those young people are that we're serving. And what we were saying was, look, these are young people who have recently been removed from home and everything that's familiar to them. They're put in a highly, highly regimented environment where they go from literally 4:45 in the morning until after 10 o'clock at night as hard as they can physically.
Sure.
And in that environment, they're living in tents, many to a tent, literally bunks so close you can easily just reach out and touch one to the other. With that kind of exhaustion and stress and highly competitive environment, and where you're trying to emphasize to them at every moment, how do you construct a team here? How do you take people from differing backgrounds and differing perspectives and make them function in discrete environments in a team? And that's what you're trying to help them learn and understand. When you take that environment and you overlay a highly emotive appeal to heaven and to hell and make derisive comments about other people's spirituality, then what we were saying was this is not helpful in this environment, and it's not good pastoral care.
Well, and as the report pointed out, and please feel free to correct it if it's incorrect, but according to what you were cited as saying, the cadet wing at the Air Force Academy is about 90% Christian. You said it's about one-third Catholic, one-third mainstream Protestant, and one-third evangelical. So, but that the evangelicals have such a bigger voice among the chaplains that they're able to overwhelm the others.
Yes, I think that there is both simply because of the perspective of the other faith groups and the perspective of evangelicals, and because of the praxis allowed to go on there, the voice of evangelicals, and also because of the influence from outside organizations, the voice of evangelicalism greatly outstrips their demographic representation on campus.
Chaplain, thank you so much. You're headed off to Okinawa, right?
That's what I'm told, yes.
And you say it may be the most hated, but it won't be so bad necessarily, although, do you feel like you're the most hated chaplain in the Air Force?
I think it's a difficult thing to speak out in terms of the press in an environment like the military and like the Air Force. It was a difficult decision for me to do that, and I understood the consequences. I guess I want to say, most importantly, that this issue isn't about me.
No.
And my whatever might or might not happen to my puny little career. This issue is about the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution at a very important institution, the Air Force Academy.
It is. And my father was in the Air Force, and may I humbly say that I salute you for your courage, and I appreciate it. Always looking for more women role models to have, and you're one of mine now, for sure.
Thank you very much.
Yes, and I would love to have you on my guest on my other Aaron Hart show, but I'll get the information from John. Thank you so much, Chaplain Morton. I really appreciate your time today.
Thank you for giving us this opportunity to air the issue.
Oh, no, I'm very happy to have you inform us so well, and I'm glad you could give us a bit of your limited time. I appreciate it.
Great. Have a good day.
Thank you so much. Chaplain Melinda Morton, now, what do you think of what she had to say? I mean, the Air Force Academy rocked by sexual assault scandals. They call in the Yale Divinity School to come in, to study the quality of cadet-centered pastoral care, because after all, what could be more germane than assaults on women, right? And so why are we having to endure this? The Air Force Academy, again, rocked by a scandal. This time, our Constitution, our very Constitution, is a threat. The number is 303-713-7600.
This is Merlin Olson. Have you called the NASE yet? The National Association for the Self-Employed is one of your best resources to obtain access to affordable health, dental, vision, and critical illness plans. The NASE also offers other health, business, and personal benefits. If you are self-employed or own a small business, do what I did. Call the National Association for the Self-Employed. Call today to find out how the NASC can be your best resource for affordable benefits.
Call the NASC now. 888-217-5512, 888-217-5512. Big solutions for small businesses. Insurance plans are underwritten by the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company. Association membership may not be required to obtain insurance, so call right now. 888-217-5512, 888-217-5512. Not available in all states.
Do your neighbors mock you when you're washing your car?
Hey, do mine next!
Or,
you're gonna rub the paint off that thing!
If you love detailing your car as much as owning it, then Detailers Paradise has you covered. Located 1 mile south of I-25 on Broadway, Detailers Paradise carries a full range of waxes, leather, and convertible top care, polishing tools, aluminum racing jacks, and Beta hand tools. Everything you need to make your car, truck, or motorcycle look its absolute best. The expert staff will help you find exactly what you need. So if your idea of therapy is good tunes and a sweet smelling can of wax, then check out Detailers Paradise at 1745 South Broadway, just 1 mile south of I-25, or on the web at detailersparadise.com. Detailers Paradise, more show for your go.
Tired of renting? Do you want to start building equity in your own home today? Call United Federal Mortgage now to attend their free and informative home buyer education class Wednesday, May 25th from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Classes are filling up fast. Seating is limited. Call 303-759-8484 now or click on the link to reserve your spot. They'll teach you all you need to know about buying a home. Learn how to access free grants and gift programs to use for your down payment. Find out how to buy a home with no money down. Earn a certificate to use with FHA loans. Click on the link now to reserve your seat for this great class or call 303-759-8484. This exciting class covers all aspects of the home buying process. If you're ready to buy now or just wondering how to get started, this is the class for you. Click on the link now or call 303-759-8484. United Federal Mortgage, helping renters become homeowners. Call 303-759-8484 now to reserve your spot for this free class and start down the road to owning your own home today.
Queen Latifah as Annie M and Ashanti as Dorothy.
You want me to wear shoes of a nasty old witch?
ABC presents a premiere movie event.
Hi, I'm Brooklyn, one of the people that bring you MileHighMarket.com. It's easy to forget just how intense the sun can be here in the Mile High City and just how badly a sunburn feels. The itching, peeling, and stinging followed by that icky, gooey aloe. Take care to protect yourself this summer as you enjoy Colorado's backyard. Pick up Jason Natural Sunblock SPF 40. It comes with a handy clip to attach to your purse or belt so it's always with you. Don't get burnt. Get Jason Natural SPF 40 right now at MileHighMarket.com.
Cardio Discovery.
Pick up Cardio Discovery at CVS and other fine retailers. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Jay Marvin returns Monday morning. And this afternoon, listen to Jay as he fills in for Ed Schultz. 1 to 4 on AM 760.
Talking about me leaving America, you got to be crazy. Man, I like all the nice things, Jay.
That's right.
All the little suits and things.
I'm Aaron Hart, filling in for Jay Marvin. This is AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Thank you all for being so kind to me as a pinch hitter today. I appreciate it. I was trying to think today in the University of Colorado at Boulder. I am descended from my Uncle Pipe, my grandfather Lou, my Uncle Lou, my father Kirby, and three or four cousins or so who went to the University of Colorado. So I've got strong ties to Boulder, and I'm really glad to be with you today. We're talking about the role of faith and also, you know, the Constitution. This hour, we just spoke to Chaplain Melinda Morton, of the Air Force Academy, and her story is searing and sad. In a day when women are under assault in the military, when the military needs every single person, male or female, they can get, we have disaffection going on at the Air Force Academy, a pride, you know, was the pride of which has been ruined lately by sexual assault scandals, and now this. What's going on in Colorado Springs? Hi, Bronwyn in Denver. Welcome. I love your Welsh name, by the way.
Hi. I don't know if you would think this is relevant, but hearing the chaplain talk reminded me of a story I heard the other day about a couple of Republican congressmen who are trying to reinstitute a ban on women in combat.
You know, I was going to ask her about that, but unfortunately her time was limited. Isn't that appalling?
I just felt really paternal and even made me think about the Taliban.
Well, you know, sooner or later we'll all have to wear headscarves, you know what I mean, for modesty's sake, or we'll wear dresses down to our ankles. I mean, to help keep women out of combat, they're now, you're right, they passed one absolutely banning them to have jobs they've been allowed to have since 1994, when the Pentagon finally got off its troglodytic perch. But it was so unpopular that the Republicans had to kind of backtrack and acknowledge that they'd been a mistake. So this would involve only women in the Army now.
Well, and I heard them talking,
rather
and they
than
said
all measures.
They said that they had been to Iraq and they had seen women and what they had been doing, and felt that women were highly capable. But they came away from their tour in Iraq still feeling that it is their duty to protect the women.
Yeah.
And they said protect, and I'm just
meaning it's the women's duty to protect them and to serve them and to be subservient to them. That just drives me wild. What they want to do is keep women down. And I read this incredible story, I think it was in the Washington Post about a week ago, by a woman who went over to Iraq and interviewed women who are actually enduring combat. Because this isn't a non-traditional war. This is, you know, non-specific, non-targeted warfare. It comes at you from everywhere.
Sure, in the mess hall.
Yeah, so if exactly, Bronwyn, in Mosul, for example. Absolutely. So if you're not prepared, and they were talking about this one woman, she's a 170-pound medic, you know, and she enlisted after 9/11, and she was determined to go to the front lines and to help out. She's a medic, and at first the guys were kind of, you know, nervous about her and everything, and then they started calling her Doc, and then they started calling her the finest, and I can't use the word on radio, effing medic in the Army, you know what I mean? Because she ran in, and she talked to people while they were dying. She helped haul bodies out. She was awarded, you know, and another woman for bravery under fire helped rescue a grunt on a one of those Stryker vehicles, and she helped him out, and she got one of the highest commendations you can get. These are women who should now be denied to serve when they're standing up and proving they can.
Well, it's a dangerous precedent. Not precedent. It's a dangerous beginning, I think.
Well, Hank, they want to take away our right to choose. I mean, whatever you say about however you feel about abortion, and that's your personal business. To me, it is your personal business. It should be you, your doctor, your God, if you have one, and anybody else you choose to involve in that decision, and nobody else's. But they want to caretake us on every single level. These people who, out of one side of their mouths, promote individual rights, and on the other, decide to strip us of them, particularly if we're women.
Well, it's very dangerous. I think that it's going to be really creepy for women in the next few years.
Oh.
And we need to start waking up and seeing what's happening.
Stand up and fight back. Thank you so much. Whether it's on the battlefield, thank you, Bronwyn, whether it's on the battlefields in Iraq or your own backyard, you have to stand up. If those of you who are complacent about your rights, forget it. These guys will cheerfully step on them. They did it, and they actually revoked it all for all women in the military. And then they went, oops, maybe we just mean the Army. Look, the Army is behind on recruiting. This is the lowest point since 1973 when the volunteer force first started. They're in trouble because people know, oh, well, the only way out of here is a rock and possibly a body bag. We don't want to, you know, and for what reason? Everybody could understand going after Osama bin Laden, or at least most of us could, but a rock? Please, 928. Eric and Elizabeth, welcome to the J. Marvin Show on AM 760.
Thank you. You know, I first of all, ma'am, you're not a pinch hitter. You're a heavy hitter, and I think you're doing a great job. So,
Thank you.
You're welcome. Second of all, I think you know, what's going on at the Air Force Academy needs to be seen in terms of the crisis of education in this country at all levels, from primary school up to the university level. It's in the best interest of the right wing of this country to make education as weak as it possibly can, because by doing so, they maintain an electorate that can't determine issues for itself. They maintain a workforce that can't organize. We see union membership going down, mm-hmm. not so much because of anti-union legislation, although that's a huge problem, but because people don't know what's in their best interest. And we see people voting constantly against their best interests, as you've mentioned numerous times. There's a crisis of education that the right wing is maintaining in this country, and we see what they're doing to schools. This, and I respect the military very highly, I have a higher respect for West Point than I do for the Air Force Academy. It's been in West Point's tradition for a very long time, although it's weakening, to produce officers and gentlemen and gentlewomen who are educated. And that's the big difference between some of the more technical schools like the Air Force Academy and Annapolis, the Naval Academy, where their officers are more trained.
Yeah.
They need to operate machines, and the idea of creativity on the battlefield doesn't work quite as well. It doesn't work on a battleship. You need to operate your machine absolutely perfectly. The mission of education as opposed to training is a very different one in the Air Force. And, you know, I would contend that by emphasizing education more for these young budding officers, we would see less of this. But again, the right wing's mission, and unfortunately the evangelical mission is not to produce educated people. It's to produce people who think along certain lines. And yeah, I'm going to sound chauvinistic about this. I mean, that's religiously chauvinistic, not sexually chauvinistic. You don't see that in some of the traditions that have religious traditions that have a greater line of scholarly thought, such as the Catholic Church,
mm-hmm.
The Jewish faith.
Mm-hmm.
You know, evangelical churches are not interested in education in the same way.
That is a very good point, Eric, and unfortunately I'm going to have to cut you off at that point. I'd love to hear more from you, but I have to jump to a break. Thank you, Eric and Elizabeth. I appreciate it. Thank you. I'm Erin Hart, filling in for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk.
This is Jay Marvin. Have you ever gone through the mortgage process during times of low rates only to have it jammed at you at the closing time with high costs and rates higher than promised? You know, a lot of mortgage companies make all kinds of claims to try to get you to call. They make all kinds of promises. Free trips, limited funds at rates too good to be true, no closing cost loans, below market rates. Come on, you're smarter than that. And so are the professionals at EquityRelief.com. They're here to help you and your family secure the best rates and terms possible. Rates are back down to their lowest level in months. Take advantage of this window of opportunity and take action now. Refinancing your home has never been easier, be it debt consolidation, home improvements, refinancing, or to buy that next dream house. EquityRelief.com is here for you, not the bank. Play it safe and go with Denver's best-known mortgage company, EquityRelief.com. Call them at 303-839-LOAN.
Debt relief, stress relief, that's why there's EquityRelief.com.
When you're struggling with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt's all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
The people who provide Care One Credit Counseling Services know how to help you get out of debt and get on with your life, so call them now. 800-379-9142. 800-379-9142. We can help you stop the collection calls, pay off your debt sooner, and save up to 57% every month.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
Call for licensing details. Get out of debt and get on with your life. Gather up your bills and talk to the people who can help, to the people who care. Call Care One Credit Counseling now. 800-379-9142. 800-379-9142. 800-379-9142.
Hi, I'm one of the people that brings you MileHighMarket.com, and we spend some of our time trying to find cool things out there on the internet. One of the things I found recently, Darth Tater. Yeah, it's actually a Mr. Potato Head doll that looks just like Darth Vader. Kind of cool with the Star Wars movie coming out. Thought you might want to go pick one up. You can go to MileHighMarket.com. They're pretty cheap, great present, or great thing to put on your desk. Go look now. Darth Tater at MileHighMarket.com.
Searching for a bachelor's or master's degree program can be a daunting process. Why not study from a college that is focused on the humanities and sciences that allows you to build a course of study that is both interesting and convenient with your busy schedule?
The College of the Humanities and Sciences offers associate's, bachelor's, and master's degrees, as well as a diploma program, allowing students the opportunity to explore imaginative literature, natural science, philosophy and religion, social science, education, and jurisprudence degree programs from the comfort of their homes. Because coursework is distance education based, students students design their own curriculum and set a study schedule that's convenient for them. To find out how you can start advancing your educational goals today, click on the banner ad inside this media player. Log on to www.chumsci.edu or call 1-877-248-6724. The College of the Humanities and Sciences, your first choice for distance learning.
Braves.com for enhanced coverage, streaming video, and online games. Watch Braves Extra only on TBS tonight at 5.
It's open mic season, so we're letting Jay Marvin out of the studio. And we want you to be a part of his show. Join AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, and Jay Marvin, Friday, May 27th, live from the Republic of Boulder restaurant from 6 to 10 a.m. Get the chance to voice your opinion and enjoy an all-you-can-eat breakfast for only $7.60. Plus, see what lucky AM 760 listener will drive away with the Kimco scooter. Start your day off the progressive way with AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hi, this is Aaron Hart, and it's been a pleasure to fill in today for Jay Marvin. And thanks to producer John Turk for all of his good help, and thanks to Jerry Bell for the opportunity. I appreciate it. Boulder's Progressive Talk, this is talk radio for the rest of us, and I'm talking backwards because, of course, in a small homage to Yoda, who I hope to see later today. Kevin in Fort Collins, welcome to AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Kevin.
This is a great show.
Thank you.
I don't know who to thank first. Whosever idea it was to put you on was a great one. So I'm really loving Jay right now.
Mm.
And it's a tough act to follow because Eric, I think he had some great comments.
He did.
But
and the education issue is so crazy. I was thinking of Kansas and evolution. You know, yet again, they're trying to sneak creationism in the back door, only this time they call it, intelligent design, but we don't really mean God. And you're like, what?
Exactly. Aaron, here's a another little spin I have to put on this whole thing, because I just enjoyed the comment. Well, I wasn't really enjoying them, but I thought it was so insightful, the comments that the chaplain had to say about the Air Force Academy. But it brings up a kind of a scarier idea in the fact that it looks like the GOP tentacles reaching out again.
Yeah.
Because if you think of evangelical Christian right-wing type of thing, you have to think of the GOP.
Mm-hmm.
And they're grabbing the Air Force Academy, trying to recruit, you know, and change the minds or alter the minds of young recruits to make them lifelong Republicans and,
right,
and neocons at that.
Oh, yeah.
And then what do we have? Just over at your beloved institution, which I think is one of the finest schools in the country, at CU.
Mm-hmm.
Look what they're doing there. They have Hank Brown there as the president of the university now. And we've got
Hank
a governor.
Brown. Oh, Hank Brown. He found a home.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, they didn't even want him at UNC.
Part of my family comes from Greeley, too.
Well, the faculty was up in arms against him going there. And he lasted 3 years. Then he went to a slush fund that he managed in that was under the auspices of a foundation, which really never really gave much money away to anything. But it's just scary that these people have taken over.
Yeah.
And I wonder if you could comment, because CU is a great institution, and sure, they've had some problems, but if they, most universities had microscopes put on them, the way CU is had by our governor and the neocons in this state, they'd reveal a lot of the same problems. So
yeah.
I wonder if you could comment on that.
Well, I think, and thank you very much for your call, Kevin. I think one of the things they're trying to do is deflect attention. This is what they're good at, man. They got a scandal over here, or they'll go over here. So in other words, they can't pick on the Air Force Academy and go, my, oh, my, and kudos to the representative. Wayne Allard, I believe, has been outing them for that, and good for him, even if he is a right-wing Republican, and I don't agree with him 95%, maybe even 99% of the time. At least he outed them, and he went after them. So did Channel 9, too, as I recall, and bravo to them, too. If I'm mistaking the channel, please forgive me, folks, because you know I loved local Denver TV. But in any event, I feel very strongly about this. I think the right wing does this. They have scandals abundantly at the Air Force Academy. So what do? They go, And there were some scandals at CU. The football team, oh, please, and thank you. We, you know, up here in the Pacific Northwest, thanks for Rick Neuweasel. Thank you so much for the weasel. Thanks. We enjoyed him. But then there's, you know, it's like you go in there, and then and I think she was a perfectly fine president. She had some problems, yes, but maybe she should have stayed in longer, and yet she gets the boot, and Hank Brown is in now. I'm not all up to speed on what he's planning to do there, but, yeah. And then you have Bill Owens, governor. Hi, Mr. Affair on the side. Oops, I'm sorry. Now I'm back with my wife. I mean, come on. What kind of morality is all of this? You know, and I wouldn't mention it because really people's personal life isn't our business necessarily, unless it includes sexual violence. And then, of course, yes, it is. But, you know, it is appalling to me that they get away time after time after time after time with the hypocritical deflection, diversion, this whole nonsense about, you know, maybe they even release Saddam in his underpants in the sun, you know, thank you, Rupert Murdoch, I believe he does own it, you know, because, we don't want to talk about the filibuster, we don't want to talk about revoking Senate petition, we certainly don't want to talk about the dead in Iraq, but the First Lady's going there, isn't she pretty? See, they do that. They deflect. And then they argue down a narrow train. Watch them. Listen to them. Right-wing conservatives, Mike Rosen included, they all argue down narrow trains. The thing to do is knock them off. Just knock them off. And knock them off if they ever try to get your children. I think it's child abuse to try to go after the theory of evolution. If you don't understand scientific theory, go back to school. The word theory is much more complicated and much more deeply researched than you would imagine when it's applied to science. So don't make the rest of us who are falling behind as we speak on the international trade for science and industry and math. We're hemorrhaging outsourcing. More companies in Colorado are going for outsourcing. They are all over the nation. So are we to hemorrhage these because we have a brain drain as well? No, thank you. We need to compete on an international stage, and we were born yesterday in this regard. We have to get up, stand up, get our kids educated as far as we possibly can and as smart as we can, possibly can, and not doom them to live in everlasting ignorance. If you want to teach them about your faith, by all means, please, I'm a faithful person. I believe in being faithful. I believe in being spiritual. But for goodness sake, or rather for God's, I don't presume to know the mind of the Almighty, but I would presume he wants an educated mass to populate his earth or her earth. And if that is in fact the case, then wouldn't we be smarter as a people, as a public, if we made sure that we were educating our children to compete on an international stage in science in particular, where we are hemorrhaging, we are falling behind daily. And in literacy, but in science in particular. So why would we want to ever doom our institutions of higher or early learning to everlasting ignorance? It's appalling. If you are a person of faith, by all means, educate. Send your children to religious school. Send them to temple. Teach them. Enlighten them. Enrich them. But do not try to perpetrate or force your religious personal beliefs into our schools, into our Air Force academies. We have the separation of church and state. Go back and read the Constitution, too. It's a living, breathing, gorgeous document. Helen in Colorado Springs. Welcome to the J. Marvin Show. How you doing? I just had to get that rant out.
Girl, you do not need any callers. This is great.
Thank you.
It is wonderful to hear your voice. And would you please ask them to substitute you for Phil Hendry at night?
Oh, sure. I'll fill in for everybody. I'd be happy to.
Oh, thank you. I just wanted to say, you know, there are a lot of us who are right down here with the Air Force Academy, and we do this all the time.
And focus
and
on the family.
Yes, indeed. And you know what? We see also that despite the fact that the system does tend to crush the life out of you, these cadets are so intelligent and so resourceful and so basically honest, a lot of them. You ask them for their opinion, and they'll just give it to you straight out. You know, they'll say something like permission to speak freely, but they'll give you their opinion.
Good.
And they are not easily brainwashed. Most of them are really not. They are the future officers. And, you know, but at the same time, yes, the Team Jesus poster does not belong on the locker room wall. I mean, what does that say to Jewish cadets? For Pete's sake.
Excellent
or Muslim
point.
Cadets?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Good point. Helen, thank you so much. Thank you so much. I'm sorry I have to cut you a little short, but I'm overdue for a break. It's 9:44 on the J. Marvin Show, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. This is Talk Radio for the Left of Us, and we need this now more than ever, don't we? Do please join me before...
Stop by your neighborhood Moe's Southwest Grill today and choose from a menu of burritos, salads, quesadillas, and more, made fresh right in front of you. And visit Moe's.com to get the burrito fanatic in your life a Moe's gift certificate. Welcome to Moe's.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day, the night, the next plane flight, job interview, or social event. Maybe you'll have a drink. Maybe you'll take another pill. Maybe you're so anxious and depressed that you just really can't help yourself. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? Anxiety and depression are two of the most common reasons people take prescription medication, abuse alcohol, and make excuses for why their life isn't working. This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence and dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that could help you get your life back. You want to feel better. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself.
For your free tape that could change your life, call 1-800-447-0207. That's 1-800-447-0207. 1-800-447-0207.
American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right, they're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? They're loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference. American Financing Corporation.
Do you love your dog? Do you like to hike in the beautiful Colorado mountains? Of course you do. But sometimes hiking involves carrying tons of supplies and equipment up the side of the hill, including your supplies for your dog. Why not let your dog pick up some of the slack? You gotta check out the Kelty Chuck Wagon Dog Pack. It's a backpack for your dog. It's got expandable pouches and an adjustable harness to fit your pooch nice and comfortably. And right now you can score this doggy pack for just $39.99. Just head to milehighmarket.com and check out the Kelty Chuck Wagon Dog Pack.
County Line Liquor is paying back their loyal customers with the Savings Train Card. Pick up a Savings Train Card, fill in your favorite item, and have your card stamped with each purchase. Buy 6 of your favorite item, you get the next one at half price, or buy 12 and get the next one for a penny. Good on every item in the store, including sale items. No games, no gimmicks, no case discounts. Hop on the Savings Train today at County Line Liquor, County Line and Broadway.
If you're a diabetic, iCare Medical makes getting your testing supplies as easy as 1, 2, 3. First, there are no upfront costs. Second, we file all your claim forms. And third, you'll never wait for reimbursement. How easy is that? Plus, we carry all the major testing supplies, and you never have to leave your home to get them. We deliver them right to your door. No more going out in bad weather. No more waiting in line at the drugstore. We do all the paperwork and we will deliver right to your door. iCare Medical is a participating Medicare provider. We accept most private insurances. Call this number.
800-365-6303. 800-365-6303. Have your diabetic testing supplies delivered to your home right now. 800-365-6303, 800-365-6303.
If you're sick and tired of watching your eyes get weaker and weaker every year, and you're ready to do something about your poor vision, repeat after me. I will take a stand against my weak eyesight.
I won't use my glasses as a crutch.
I will start strengthening my eyes naturally.
I will refuse the high cost of surgery.
And I will no longer accept stronger prescriptions year after year.
I will take control of my vision.
Take a stand against poor vision. Call right now for a free video to find out how you can strengthen your eyesight using the safe, natural solution. It's called the See Clearly Method. It's recommended by eye doctors and available without a prescription. Pick up the phone and we'll send you a free video to see this program for yourself. You deserve stronger eyes. Take a stand. Call right now for your free video to preview the See Clearly Method. Call 1-800-765-5678. That's 1-800-765-5678. 1-800-765-5678.
On through Monday.
Five area locations: Aspen Grove Lifestyle Center, Flatiron Crossing, Cherry Creek, Inglewood, and in Colorado Springs.
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, is proud to have the smartest listeners in talk radio. And now's your chance to prove it. Gas prices are at an all-time high. We want to save you gas money and possibly save you from your car altogether.
We're giving 90 today, isn't it, around?
Something like that.
Hot.
Anyway, I'd like to know how come you never hear the words treason.
Ah.
Or sedition.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a somewhat lesser charge.
Yes.
Now, I realize that the Senate is supposed to be able to do their job without being bothered. And anything they say in the Senate is not treasonable. But this is a direct attack on the Constitution.
Yeah.
This is treason. Now, I'm old enough to remember the Rosenbergs and when they toasted them.
Yeah. They,
for treason.
People were elected allegedly for treason, sure. Or for alleged treason. Go ahead.
Well, the Rosenbergs were toasted, so they was proven on
and
them.
And executed, I know.
But this is treason.
Yeah.
And I think it is time these talk radio shows, especially Air America, start bringing this up.
Well,
there's a lot of people out here that understand about treason.
Well, then keep us posted, and we'll try to keep bringing it up then. Because I don't know exactly what you mean by treason. Do you mean that the
it's
name
an attack calling? On the Constitution.
Do you mean,
the
overthrow
of the government.
Okay, you mean the proselytization or the takeover by evangelical Christians, or what do you mean?
Well, I mean by, like, Senator Frist over here wanting to get rid of the judicial, Tom DeLay wanting to get rid of the judicial.
And assaulting
the These are direct attacks on the Constitution.
Okey-doke. Well, thank you very much. I agree with you that we're enduring many assaults on the Constitution, Tom and Cheyenne, and we have to fight them any way we can. Whether charges of sedition will fly, I'm not sure we're quite there yet. How about you, Mike, for the Military Association of Atheists and Free Thinkers? Okay, Mike, is there really such a group?
Yes, ma'am, there is.
Well, hallelujah.
And
metaphorically speaking, of course.
Yeah, well, we have a support group for all active military and veterans who indeed do not claim to be a member of any religion. And we've been tracking this issue with the Air Force Academy with great interest. We're appalled that such a thing, even after the sexual assault cases have been gone through, that the religious end of it has come to the forefront.
Mm-hmm.
I must say that for all of our members who have had problems with proselytization in their troops. We have members in Afghanistan, in Iraq, in Kosovo, and all over the world as far as we could tell, people who we actually keep track of. When they have a problem, they talk to their superiors, and unless they have a visible outlet or a superior who actually happens to be interested, their argument goes nowhere,
mm-hmm.
and they continue with the proselytization attacks on the members. And, you know, the point here is that there are atheists in foxholes. There are people who are not evangelical Christians who do support the country, who do patriotic acts.
And you're ethical, too, all at the same time.
Absolutely. You know, I follow the words of Robert Greene Ingersoll, who was himself as a colonel. He said, I'd rather trust hands that help than lips than pray. And
that's a nice way of putting it.
It is. Can I give you a website?
Yes, you can. And you know what? I'm also going to ask you to write me at aaronhartshow.com because I'd love to have you on my show, too.
Okay. Okay.
Selfishly speaking.
Very good. The website for people who are interested is maaf.info.
maaf.info.
Right. And, you know, we have active email support lists, and there's members. Most places where, you know, if you are in the military and you feel like you're being hit on by a religious group that doesn't need to be doing that.
Well, as Chaplain, and she's a Lutheran minister, as Chaplain Morton said, you want everybody to feel like they're on the same team and they're not going to be in combat for their mortal souls while they're fighting the enemy.
But in the case where you as an individual, even as an individual soldier, are fighting, you don't want to have the pressure of somebody saying, you are wrong, you are going to go somewhere and burn, and it doesn't have to, you're, decrease the morale of a single troop brings down the entire platoon or troop or whatever.
Very good point.
And that's bad. You know, we go to the Constitution and we say, First Amendment, don't intervene because that's wrong. And when I disagree with the idea of the chaplain corps, but they serve a good purpose for a lot of people. But the point being that when the chaplain corps takes it upon itself to say to a soldier, well, of course, you're wrong because you aren't Christian or you aren't Muslim or whatever.
Very good point.
Then, you know, that soldier is shooting blanks as far as anybody else is concerned.
Very good point, and thank you so much for your call. Mike, I'm going to ask you to stay on hold, and John Turk will get your number for me.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in on the Jay Marvin Show. Don't forget, Jay's coming up. He's going to be filling in for Big Eddie Schultz. I know I'll be listening up here. It's from 1 to 4 in Boulder. So do please listen to AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. And if you want to find out more about me and my show and my career, it's AaronHartShow.com. 956 it is. Let's go to Marilyn in Colorado Springs.
Hi, Aaron.
Hi, Marilyn.
I just wanted to respond to the other caller in Colorado Springs. Not respond, but maybe expand. She had said something about why would they want to, make our kids dumb.
Helen, right?
Helen. And not teach them science. Well, they can buy scientists from India. Or, some other country where...
Yes, and we can import structural engineers from China, but I don't know how that helps us.
See how it helps the neocon agenda.
Oh, them.
Is that if they dumb down the population and get them to where they can control them, where they believe in all of these, fairy tales about, how the Earth came about... basically, it's a metaphor. You know, it's not meant to be taken seriously as science.
Well, that's the way I've always looked at it.
Yeah.
And a lovely metaphor it is.
A lot of people of faith, too, look at the Bible as metaphorical because scientific knowledge in those days wasn't all that advanced.
Absolutely.
So, blah, blah, blah. It's a metaphor. Okay? But the way to keep people under control is to keep them ignorant. And the neocons, they're all for economic development, and they know they can buy scientists from the third world. They've got a wonderful program for engineers and scientists in the university or the India Technical.
And we'll be paying the pensions for everybody else. Nice. I guess we'll be a slave class. I told you they're trying to turn us into serfs. Serfs are us.
Well, serfs are us, and they also want a one-party system, and they've got to keep everybody ignorant to do that so that they can tell you how to think.
I'm not going to play.
Yeah, that's how they're doing it anyway.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I'm sorry to cut short, but I do want to say a few things before I go. One is cheesy into my family. Hey, nephews. Hey, Christina. Hey, my brother-in-law, Steve. How are you? I hope you enjoy Star Wars. I love you all very much. Have a great day. Thank you all for making me so welcome. And thank you, John, making me seem better than I am. Thank you very much. I appreciate John Turk and Jerry Bell and my guest, Rabbi Daniel Wiener, and Chaplain Melinda Morton. And most of all of you. And thanks to Jay for shoving over and filling in for Ed so that I